finally, I said, well, I'll check out his, search him on, I'll Google him. And then I, bought one product, and, oh, my shit, this makes sense. And then I, you know, then I went to the next one, and I said, well, you get out of life what you put into it. And it's just, it snowballed, and I was just, man, oh, man.
What up, though? It's your boy, Paige Kennedy. You already know what it is, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com. Dating Help for Men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O., and you're listening to TheManMindset.com Dating Help for Men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com Dating Help for Men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
Question. If you're the only one of your kind based on your fingerprint, why not learn your own language that's embedded in your name? Steve is not here to teach you tricks, lies, or gimmicks to blind you. He's trying to open your eyes so you can evolve as a man. This isn't chicken soup. Everyone can't win, but the good news is you can. This show isn't about coming together. Fuck no. This is about being selfish, conceited, and making everything about you. Sure, you can lie to yourself and follow YouTube cults that hook you with catchwords. But the one thing you can't do is cheat the game, especially when the game isn't about women. But if you want to unlock the real you, get your notebook out, ask questions, call in, and evolve.
Yo, what up? What's good? All the ladies out there, you know who you are. What's up, ladies? And all my chat room dogs out there, how y'all doing, guys? Hope y'all, oh, wait. Damn, what's going on? I'm sorry. Hi, hey, what's going on? I'm sorry, guys. All the ladies out there, how you ladies doing? You know who you are. What's up, girl? All the chat room dogs out there, how y'all doing, man? We just getting everything together because I got a lot of good information for y'all today. Y'all want to call in 515-605-9373. This is the Man Mindset Show, and we have a very, very good show for y'all today. I'm just getting it together. I thought I got it together, but it seems like the download didn't work out right. So as I'm talking to y'all, I'm downloading the class that I want to give y'all. And we're going to talk about today why a lot of guys are losing in the game right now. Why haven't you grown? We're almost in September. We got a few more months until the new year, and yet you haven't grown yet or changed. And we're going to talk about the why behind that, and we're going to get deep. You know, we're going to break that down. And for a lot of people out there, unfortunately, we're going to shine a mirror in and on you to let you see and have clarity and understanding of why it is you are where you're at right now. And if y'all want to call in, you can, guys. As always, if you have a question, just, you know, put a cue in the chat and we will definitely answer any questions. Tomorrow we're gonna have the show with the fellas, and that's gonna be a hot show, so make sure y'all guys check that out, man. Like I say, I'm giving a shout out to everybody. Hope everybody's good. B-Dog, I want to say thank you very much. I appreciate it. All you guys, just a brother, all you guys in here, I want to say thank you. And I want to say I hope all is well with you guys out here. And only thing I ask you guys to do is get your notebooks out so we can talk and break this down. Because the one thing that I love doing is not being like everybody else and giving you game. And see, today what we're going to be talking about is not necessarily game, but we're going to talk about the game behind the game. Most people didn't even, Most of y'all didn't even realize there was even that, the game behind the game. And we're going to break down today the why. Why am I not growing, evolving, or being successful with women? And that's what we're going to talk about. And that's what we're going to be breaking down today. The why behind that. And all of this is important. So I'm downloading everything right now. So I'm just chopping it up. If you guys have a question, just call in or put a cue in the question and I got you. I'm just loading up your lesson for today. I want to give y'all a lesson for today because that's what's important here, the lesson. You've got to learn the lesson to understand and overstand how the game is going to perfect it and master it. But unfortunately, we can't perfect and master anything if we don't have understanding and clarity of why it is we're doing what we're doing. You know what I mean? And if you think about it, and if you look at yourself right now and you're saying, why am I the same way? Why can't I grow? And we're going to break all that down. We're going to show you how deep it is. But what this is going to do, gentlemen, this is going to give you an idea of what has to be worked on. And unfortunately, you're not working on the things that you should be working on. And this is why you're having the difficulties that you're having. But the difficulties are something that you don't even see. Most of you, because most people out there don't want to teach you what real game is. Most people out there don't want you to know the truth, because if they told you what real game is, then you wouldn't be needed. So I just wanted to say that. Okay. So I just want you guys to know that. And if you have a question to ask, we got y'all covered. We're going to be breaking this down. This is going to be a good show. It just, hey, I ask all you guys, please get your notebooks out. This is a class session. So get your notebooks out because in order for you to grow, there is something that you have to start doing that you're doing right now, but in a different way. And we're going to discuss that today. So the lines are open, 515-605-9373. Let me bring in 209. I think that might be our prankster. It might be. So let me pause real quick. I think that might be him. He changes his number. 209, what's your question, man? How can I help you?
How's it going, brother? No, it's not a prankster, but I appreciate you for accepting my call. This is more of an off-topic question, but I want to ask either way. It's more of like a communication question.
Now, sure.
I have a problem of like usually listening and executing an order, because I'm in the military and like, let's say if I was given an order to execute, but I realized that it's also being able to apply in business. So, like, let's say if I was given an order to do something, like, let's say if I would listen to your task of what to do to, like, improve as a man, I would try to listen, but the execution part is what needs to work on. Like, is that a listening problem?
Okay, 209, great question. All right, peep game, very good question, but check this out, 209. It's hard to execute when you don't understand why you have to execute. See, once you are able to see everything and see, okay, I see where I'm going to be if I don't execute. If I don't execute, this is where I'm going to be versus I need to execute, but it's not a thing of just saying I need to execute, and this is what separates us. You need to know the why you have to execute, or you're not going to be able to market it to yourself. See, the only way you're going to execute 209 is that you have got to sell the move of executing to yourself. This is not about me or anything. This is the war that you have to create and begin with yourself. The execution won't start outside of you. It's got to start where you've got to be able to determine to yourself and understand that this is why I need to execute. Does that make any sense?
Yes, for now. So I must know the reason of why I should execute it.
It's not knowing the reason why you have to do it. It's believing in the reason why and trusting that you're about to go in unfamiliar territory. So you've got, because right now you have world is flat thinking. So you're only going to go to your edge, but you have to realize there's something beyond that edge and you've got to trust yourself enough. But in order to trust yourself enough, you have to know why you are where you're at. I mean, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. Why are you where you're at? And how this is always going to hold you down until you make that change. Not me. You must make the change, but you must believe, trust, and love yourself enough to make the change. And realize when you are making the change, it's going to be the hardest thing you're ever going to do because you're going against the grain of what you have created. How old are you, young man? How old are you?
21.
So for 20 years and 9 months, whatever. I want you to say that. Let's say for 15 to 16 years of your life. Let's say 15. For that amount of time of your life, for the first time, you're about to go against the grain of all the things that you have been programmed to think, behave, and believe in. So the turn is going to be like going against the current, and it's going to have a lot of pushback. But beyond that storm is the real you that you need to learn about, if that makes sense, sir.
Yes, sir. I think it's having a cognitive dissonance of listening to an instructor and, like, trying to do it in my own way. And I would get into trouble of, like, doing my own way instead of, like, being politically correct and trying to do it their way. And that creates a conflict in my workplace of, like, doing it their way. So.
Well, no. Okay. Remember here, I show you, when you are at your job, you've got to do it their way because that's why they're hiring you. And what I'm telling you to do it your way is, remember, I only teach you the three laws. I'm the only one that does this. Remember, the law of the land, don't kill anybody. The law of the street, don't go past the speed limit. And then the law of your job, do your job as you're instructed. Outside of that, young man, outside of those three things, you can create your world in your way. Does that make any sense?
Yes, sir. Definitely.
Yeah, but you have to understand. See, a lot of young men don't understand the why behind the change. Sometimes they feel like they want to change, but they can't change because their mindset of change is on a surface level. It's on the levels of change are so deep, and that's what we're going to be discussing today, the levels of change, because people don't understand the levels of change. They think it's just, I'm going to change today, and I'm going to change, and it doesn't work that way, and that's why they're always going to go in circles, because the greatest enemy that's stopping them is them and how they are. We're going to break that down, but you got to understand that what you're doing right now is what your mindset is pushing you towards to keep you down. See, most guys think that I'm going to tell myself to do something, but you're not really telling yourself to do that. It's a thought that you have that's pushing you towards to do something that you don't even understand that's doing more harm to you than you doing it yourself. It's we don't get deep today, if that makes any sense to you.
Exactly.
What I just said.
Exactly. And last question would be about women. So, like, when it comes to women, right now I'm just strictly focused on myself and just changing my mindset and improving my mindset. Like, do you think I should just step back, like
never
away from women?
That's another problem a lot of guys have. What you're saying is, follow me real quick. This is what you're saying. You're saying that, you know what? I'm going to take history class from the first grade to the 12th grade. And once I graduate history class, then I'm going to go all the way back and do math class from the first grade to the 12th grade. And then when I'm done with math class, I'm going to go all the way back and learn English from the first grade to the 12th grade. But didn't you go to high school and learn math, English, social studies, and science and all those things every day at one time, right? Am I correct?
Yeah.
Right. So if that's the case, then why would you not – see, to understand you, you've got to go and face the thing that is either holding you back with fear or stopping your confidence, and it's women, because a lot of guys think if I work on me, which is good, that working on me is going to solve women. And that's not how it works. You've got to multitask. You are king. You have your hand in every cookie jar. You are working on yourself. And you're going out living your life, and you're going out and meeting women. You're constantly scribing your life. You're constantly building and working on your judicial system for yourself. You're constantly working on marketing yourself. You're constantly digging your drug fields and your science of your drug of you. And all these things are happening at one time. It's not just I'm going to work on one thing and think the one is going to solve the all. The one doesn't solve the all. You got to get out there and know what you are to whatever it is you're going after to see what a lot of guys don't understand is I want her to want me. Okay? I want her to have to have me. But how is she going to have me if I don't even go out there to promote myself to them to give them the opportunity to have me? Does that make any sense?
That's it.
Right. So
I still got to put myself out there.
People think this is why number one reason why a lot of guys fail, because they think game is like a hat or a t-shirt. You take it off and you can just put it on whatever you want, and you'll be fine. The game is just like breathing. It is a constant thing that is moving not only in your mind, but also in the world that in which you move in. It's like, okay, just because you're in your car going 40 miles an hour doesn't mean the world around you stops. And the world around you is moving at its own pace. Is that, you see what I'm saying? But what I'm about to show everybody in the class is why you are where you're at, because you're not penetrating the deep and the depth in which you've got to make the change. See, everybody thinks the change is the clothes, the cars, and the money. But I'm going to explain why that's the most detrimental thing you can do that keeps you where you're at. Well, I mean, I'm going to break all that down tonight, but I'm saying to you, no, man, see, nobody teaches you how to promote you, because you've never ever thought that. See, you never thought that, well, how is promoting me going to get me women? How is it not? Because what it's saying is that I'm learning me to a point that I just present myself and I let life happen the way it happens and not give a fuck about the result. Because I'm not an end result. I'm a constant change of results to myself. So if I'm constantly changing my result to me, why would I give a fuck about a result in time, a moment in time? Why would I care about that result if I'm constantly changing the result of me? Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does. I appreciate the content. I'm going to continue to listen to the show when that thing comes out. I'm going to try to continue to listen to the show, but I appreciate the content. I appreciate the advice. I'm going to keep going, but I appreciate it. Thank you.
No, keep your head up and get your note. Just, I appreciate the call, 209. Get your notebook out because I'm going to break it down. So once I break this down, you'll be like, oh, shit, I see why I'm not growing, and I see why I'm self-sabotaging myself. Well, no, no. You're not self-sabotaging yourself. Your mind is sabotaging you to do what you're doing now because it wants to make you think that what you're doing now is what you're supposed to do, and technically it's not what you're supposed to do because your mind should never control you, but it's controlling you in this aspect. You should always be in control of yourself, where when you see something, you go after it. But when you, but I'm gonna break all that down to you, okay? 209.
Is it?
All right, we'll throw you back in. But if you have a question, hit the thing. But thanks for the call, man. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, respect to you. Great call, brother. Great call. All right, guys, I got a question to Q. Go ahead and ask. I loaded everything up, guys. We're breaking down the game like nobody else is, and we want you guys to make sure that you write down what I'm gonna show you. We're gonna be breaking all this stuff down. But let's get into it right now. Let me go ahead and get to the first part. Okay. First thing I'm going to show you right here. Wait, let me take off the banner real quick so y'all can see what I'm going to show you. The first thing I'm going to show you real quick is the number one thing. Okay. Most people don't realize this is where change has to happen. This is where it has to happen. It has to happen through thought, okay? Through thought. You see, unfortunately for most of you young men out here, all your motherfucking life, the one thing that has been filling that area of thought is everybody else's thought. Everybody's thought of how you should behave, how you should live your life. Remember, gentlemen, we are just nothing but story. When we come into this world, we are nothing but stories from past generations. Whatever your mother and your father believe in, they're going to push and indoctrinate you in whatever it is they believe in. So if it's a certain religion, they're going to push that on you. If it's a certain way to be, they're going to push that on you. And they're going to begin to cultivate your thoughts wherever. This is the core of you. Okay, gentlemen, your thoughts, the core, the one place that change is got is this is the one place change has got to start at this level. But because of your thoughts, as you grow, you then start to add to those of saying to yourself, I'm not good enough. I can't talk to women. Women are pretty. What do I say and what do I do? And it is at this moment that your thoughts begin to become your enemy and begin to push you to where you want to go based off of your thoughts. Okay, gentlemen, if y'all got any, if you have any questions, go ahead and ask. If I'm going too fast or if I'm saying something that you need more clarity on, please ask, because we're gonna break all this down. But let me get to the second one. So after that, so from your thoughts, gentlemen, then creates your behavior. Your thoughts, how you feel and how you think about yourself, gentlemen, creates the way you move. The way you talk to women, if you talk to women. The way you approach women, if you approach them. Every behavior that you have, gentlemen, is based off of your thoughts. Your thoughts are always going to trigger the behavior. So, unfortunately, most guys run away from understanding this. You are what you are because of how you feel about yourself. And your behaviors will always tell your story. If you don't talk to women, women already know your thoughts. And guys that teach you game know your thoughts. If you can't approach a woman, you don't know how to talk to a woman, you don't know how to communicate yourself to a woman. This is the behavior stage. But what level two is what we call ground level. This is you on above the surface. This is not below the surface. Level two is on the surface. Excuse me, on the surface. This is what women see from you. When you see a woman you want to talk to, you don't talk to her. It's not your behavior. It's the thought that you have that triggers the behavior, gentlemen. It is the thought that triggers your behavior. Now, I'm going to show you problem number one. Problem number one is on that level, you think by changing the behavior, you're going to change the thought, meaning that on this level, you begin to call your, remember, let me show you how your thoughts trigger your behavior. Your mind doesn't want you to get to the thought process. So then what it starts to tell you is, on a surface level, okay, you're bad with women, so let's, Damn, I hit the wrong button. Fuck. I'm sorry, guys. That's my fault. I hit a button and this shit just fell out. I'm good. We're good here. We're good. But let me get this. Let me break this down, guys, for y'all. Listen. Now, remember, in order for you to understand where I'm coming from, this is a key moment in your life right here. It is the moment that you want to change your behavior versus changing the thought. See, you don't think about the thought. You're thinking about changing the behavior. If I can't talk to women, I want to learn how to talk to women. If I can't approach a woman, I want to learn how to approach a woman. If I can't text a woman, I want to learn how to text a woman. On a level, on a surface level, you're looking at changing the behavior versus going deep enough to change the thought. You cannot change until you change the thought versus the behavior. All right, can y'all hear me? I want to make sure, can everybody hear me? Someone said sound. Sean, can you hear me, Sean? Can everybody hear me? Just want to make sure. Just say yes if y'all can hear me. Sean said sound, so can you hear me? Let me know so I can continue. Yes or no? Wait, chat room, just one person, just say yes. Let me know so I can continue. Okay, thank you, guys. Thank you. So I don't know what the hell is Sean talking about. Anyway, so let me continue. Thank you, guys. All right, guys, y'all good. Okay. So what I am saying is it is this point of your life that you're looking to change behavior and you're not looking to change thought. But it is at this moment that it are going to put chains on you with the next moment I'm about to talk about that's going to do the most damage to you. You see, most guys think that in order to ask a question. Now, listen, Eddie, if you have a question, look at you. Can you read the bottom? Just read, and Eddie, if you have a question, just put a Q. If you have a question, guys, let's see that where it says, put a Q for questions and a T for texting. Okay? You can either call in and ask a question. There's the number. Or you can write it. Okay? That's all. So let me continue. Because we are breaking this down. And if at this moment of me breaking this down, you can't see what I'm talking about, then there is going to lie the problem of everything. If, wait, so let me see if I can, I got to open that tab back up. I got to open up the phone line tab. So let me see if I can. All right, let me see if I can open that tab up. Let me open up the lines. I've got, let me get the line back open. But it's at these moments, guys. These are the most important moments of your life because most men don't understand. All right, let me bring in 513, then 313. 513, what's your question, brother? How can I help you?
Hello?
Yes, how can I help? Can you speak up a little bit? How can I help you?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yeah. How can I help you? I'm going to put you in this here. How can I help you?
No, I just thought it all came down to confidence, man. The whole thing just came down to confidence. Like, you talk to a girl, you know, she don't have to, you know, you don't have to be thirsty. You know what I'm saying? Like, you be
no, it's not. No, no. That you're, again, that's level. That's what I'm saying. That's level two thinking, the lie you're telling yourself. It's not about confidence.
I have. Like,
it's not about confidence. So it's not. But see, what I'm saying is, and I'm glad you said that, this is why you're failing, because you're telling yourself a lie to cover up the fact that you still feel that you ain't shit to yourself. But in order to make you feel good about yourself. Hold on, wait. Let me pause. Let me talk, dog. I gave you a chance to talk. Hold on, 313. You just said it's about confidence. It's not about your fucking confidence. You ain't got confidence. If you're saying it's about confidence, you ain't got it. So it's not about confidence. But see, that's the lie you tell yourself because you want to continue to lie to yourself. It's not about confidence. That's the lie that's pushing you to be the exact person because you think it's about confidence. If you have been listening, 513, it's your fucking thoughts, brother. It's not your confidence. It's what the fuck you think about yourself, sir. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does make a lot of sense.
Okay, you have another question? I need 313. You have another question?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll throw you back in. Good call, man. I appreciate the call. Eric Code 313. What's your question, brother? What's up?
Hey. Shit. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's your question, brother? How can I help you?
Yeah, I was just speaking on the topic or whatever. Look, why most guys fail when it comes to women is because they go in just focused on the pussy. They don't go in focused on themselves and try to work the chick on trying to focus on them. And what I mean by that is, okay, fuck getting the pussy. I know I'm going to get that, but what else can I get from her? Well,
no, you're close, but it's not the women. It's something deeper than the women.
No. I know it's not the woman, but I'm just saying in general, that's what most guys focus on. They don't focus on okay, what more can I get out of this?
No, hey, you're in the right neighborhood, but on the wrong street. You're close, but no, it's something deeper. Now I'm gonna break that down. It's something deeper that people don't even understand.
Okay.
I'm saying it's the same neighborhood. You're right, but I'm gonna bring you to another street that's the main street. You're on the side street that is connected to this main street that I'm gonna break down.
All right.
But no, but you're there. But I can't disagree with you. I'm not going to disagree with you. But it's something deeper than that.
All right, break it down. Break it down.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to break it down in the show, but I will. I'll keep you in. Give me a second. Let me break that down. But let me grab these calls first, and then I'll break it down, and I'll open you up. Okay, 313?
All right,
respect to you. Let me throw you in real quick. 609 and 562. Guys, I got you. 609, what's your question, brother?
Hey, Steve, man. Thanks for having me. I want to say first, this topic really resonates with me because this is something my dad once told me, that you're mostly kind of a byproduct of your mindset. But so I love this topic. But I have a question about something that happened. When you talk to, you talked about communicating with your date before the actual date, right?
Yes.
And one thing, you know, like good flavoring, make it memorable, whatever, build anticipation, all that stuff. One thing I've run into that's an issue. Like, how do you? My issue is I've invested maybe a little too much, but I kind of, like, you know what? I started investing almost too much of myself. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Well, the investment comes from the thought. The thought triggers the behavior. So. It's
okay.
How you feel about yourself that triggers your behavior. So the investment you're coming in with is because the lack of belief that you have in yourself, you cannot invest yourself. You shouldn't be investing. You shouldn't have to feel like you have to invest more of yourself to a woman. She's not special
right.
enough to do that, but what you're talking about is a behavior, but it's deeper because it's the thought. See, the thought not only creates the behavior, but it also creates the judgment that you placed on the woman that you feel like you got to do more for her because you feel like you're not good enough at who you really are to just present yourself versus doing more. Does that make any sense, my brother?
The judgment on her.
Yeah, okay, think about what you just say. You say you feel like you have to do more, right? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. If you feel like you've got to do more for her, you've already placed a judgment on her. Thinking, now this comes from thought. Your judgment you placed on her was that she's so special or she's so important that I have to do and go beyond what I need to do to try to impress her. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, hello? I'm putting basically, I think I see what you're saying, that like because of the image of her in my mind.
Yes.
That contributes to how I approached her.
It's not the image that you have of her. It's how you feel about the image of her in your thoughts. See what I'm saying? That's how deep it is. It's not the thought of her. It's the thought of you, of how you feel with the thought of her. It's you. It's not her, but it's how you feel about yourself that triggers how you feel about her when the thought of her comes in your mind. That then triggers the behavior of feeling you've got to do more. Does that make sense?
I think I'm starting to get it clear. That line you said about the judgment of her kind of hit home.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Every guy on that level, surface level, create judgments. They judge women, and I got to get to level one because that's another cue, but they judge women because of certain things on a surface level. But let me go ahead and bring in the next one, 562. Let me bring you in, guys. Get your crowns. That was good. 562, what's your question, brother? How can I help you?
Hey, what's going on, Steve? This is Eddie, the one that with a question.
Hey, what's going on, Eddie? How can I help you, man?
Well, good, good, brother. Listen, I've been hearing you already for a month, brother, and, you know, it makes sense, perfect sense with everything you teach us about the game, you know, and it makes sense perfect for all the stuff, you know, like you said, we all got to love ourselves, you know, in order to redeem ourselves. So I sent out a payment about a couple of weeks, like a week and a half ago, and I just want to make sure you got it through because, you know, I have some, I know I got to do some changes for myself, and I just wanted to have a one-on-one session talk with you, so I just want to make sure that went through.
Oh, what, a session with us? You bought a session?
Yeah. I paid for a session.
You bought a session. Yeah, just send your number. Email me your number. Email me the session that you did, and as soon as the show's over, we'll do the session right then, if that's cool.
All right. No, that's cool, brother. Yeah, do what you got to do, and then I'll be glad to talk to you once the session's over.
Yeah, absolutely.
Manmindset@gmail.com,
and send your number in the subject, and I'll call you, and I got you covered. Okay, my brother?
Sounds good, brother. Appreciate it. Thank you for the talk, brother.
All right, thank you for the time. We'll throw you in real quick. 513, what's your question, sir? How can I help you?
Hello?
Yes, sir, how can I help you?
Oh, yeah, man, this is off the record, man. You ever heard of iHeart Radio, sir?
Okay, well, how can I help you? Yeah, what's your question, sir?
Because your podcast, it was like 5 episodes or something like that of yours that was on iHeart Radio. I don't know if you ever knew about that.
No, I did not know.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I was calling in, because if you, that's what I'm saying. Like, you ever heard of iHeart Radio? If you got, like, the Man podcast, you got 5 episodes on there, and it's possibly some money that you could collect from that.
Okay. All right. Well, that's cool. But, yeah, but did you have a question or anything, brother?
No, that's the only reason I was calling past that. And then past the fact that you said that girls – didn't need attention or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you say girls didn't need attention?
No, they don't need attention.
So why did they don't need attention? I don't give a bit.
Well, are you asking me why girls don't need attention? I mean, are you trying to tell? What is your question? Is that a question?
Well, her page. If she goes on, if she's on Instagram or something like that, and she gets like 30 likes and some stuff like that.
Okay,
and everybody is.
Okay, but wait. But what business is that of mine? I don't care how many likes. What you guys understand is, I'm not looking on the surface level. I don't care about what she gets. I'm here to just promote myself. So what does that got to do with me, how many likes she gets? What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, me neither.
No, but brother, you brought it up. So why are you bringing up her likes and her fanboys? What does that got to do with me?
Because I've seen this girl today, and I know she gets thirst on her IG and all that stuff. And then
Look at your behavior and look at your judgment right there. That's why you're losing. Why do you care? You look at her page, so what? Did you put your bid in? Yes or no? Okay, then. So why do you care? Why are you bird watching? Why are you looking and stalking over women's photos and their likes versus put your bid in, sir?
I'm not...
I'm not laughing. I don't find it funny. I'm showing you where you're losing, because you're telling me about some girl and her fan club, and I'm telling you, why the fuck do you care? You're not even trying to talk to her. So why are you even talking about somebody that you haven't even put your bid in at? What is that for? What is the purpose?
Man, I don't give a fuck about that bitch.
Again, I'm teaching y'all. I'm trying to teach you a lesson here. You give a fuck. Because if you didn't give a fuck, you wouldn't have brought it up, brother. No. Follow me. You brought up a woman that you don't even talk to. You're telling me about her fanboys, and you haven't even talked to the woman. So why are you even bringing it up?
because you're the dean. That's why I called in. It's a conversation, nigga.
What? Okay, man, I'm going to throw you back in since you have a question. You got a question, let me know, man, because I don't want to hold up the guys because I know they want to learn some shit. So I got y'all, man. I got y'all. Sorry, but I got y'all, man. If y'all got questions, I got y'all. All right, but I want y'all to get y'all crayons out, and I want y'all to write this stuff down because it's very important. I got to get me a new headset, this thing. But, okay, so let me answer this question right here, and we'll continue. Please get your notebooks out because we'll go to the most important one. I messaged this woman online, and I told her I want to get to know her in a more intimate way. She texts back and says, what did I mean when I say elevate? Okay, Mr. Brown, this is why I keep telling y'all guys, stop trying to grab information that I give you without knowing why you're saying what you're saying. The reason you want to get to know her in an intimate way, and mark this at 50 minutes, is because even though I'm sexually attracted to you, your looks are not enough for me, and I want to know about your character. Does it match your looks? It is not about you telling her that you want to elevate her and educate her. I'm telling you that on the back. You don't tell. Brother, look at Mr. Brown. You don't tell a woman you're going to elevate her and educate her. You're educating her when you tell her why you want to get to know her in a more intimate way. You got to pay attention, all right? You got to pay attention, all right? Okay? All right, I got y'all, okay? I got y'all, okay? Thank you, G. I appreciate that, man. Much love to you, man. Much love to you. I've been taking down these notes and forgot what is knowledge of myself and knowledge of dating. Can you repeat knowledge of women? Repeat it if knowledge of woman is all about emotion. I'm going to get in that, King, but I'm going to connect these dots right here real quick. Let me connect these dots. I want to call in y'all can, okay? Now, I'm going to explain to you the connection of what we call the reinforcement, okay? The reinforcement. The reinforcement is what you are watching to reinforce your behavior. This is the most dangerous part of everything, number one. This is where the majority of you go wrong. And I'm going to break this down, and it's going to hurt some feelings and stuff, but we got to talk about it. Number one, okay? For a lot of you guys, you are looking for change. You're looking for confidence, but again, you're looking at it on a surface level, meaning that no matter what information you get on that surface level, it's not going to make the change because you're still going to have the thoughts that drive the behavior. But number one is what we call the reinforcers. The reinforcers, and this is very important, is that what you begin to do is that each and every one of you, you begin to, and I wrote this down, you don't work on yourself. What you do is when you're watching these YouTube, these red pill cults, all these hate women, hate single mothers, the government's going to get you. They throw statistics in your face. They tell you how bad their life is. What you don't realize at that moment when you begin to soak up all that bullshit, it is at that moment, gentlemen, that what happens at number one triggers three that triggers. Now, I'm explaining that. I'm explaining it. Follow me. When you are listening to all these guys that complain about women and they don't mess with women because of my experience and statistics say this and, oh, my God, Dr. Dre got divorced. Don't mess with women. Oh, my God, single mothers this and single mothers that. What happens on a surface level that you guys don't understand is that it is at that moment that you begin to try to figure out how to be somebody else versus the person that you want to become. You begin to be somebody that you're told to become. So what happens on the surface level, because you think this person has game, whatever he says is a fact. Whatever statistic he says is a fact. Whatever he says about single mothers is a fact, because part of you is trying to be what he is. And that's why you, when you have guys telling you, you know, a level four guy is this, a level two guy is this, this is level three behavior, this is level one behavior, you guys begin to take on and begin to mimic what somebody else is saying. So then you then in return are like, you go talk to the guy. Well, you know what? I was doing level one behavior. Or, you know, she was for the streets. Or you know how it is with single mothers. What you young men don't believe, you begin on this level is to begin to mimic, and you are trying to be a knockoff of the information you're getting, because the information that's giving is giving it to you on a surface level. But from that surface level, it is triggering how you see the world, how you see yourself, and how you see women. So what I'm showing you right here, this is where the cycle begins. It is a cycle in which when you go and listen, now I'm going to explain it. I'm not just going to say it. I want you guys to understand. I want you guys to understand, okay? I want you guys to understand, okay? This is very important, okay? This is very important, okay? All right, very important. Very important. When you look to somebody and they're not trying to change you at your core, run. If you're following somebody and all they're telling you is this is a level one guy, a level two guy, you're a level three guy, a level four guy, run. If they're trying to push on words like high value man, be on your purpose, run. Because what they are doing, and see, you're getting it from two sides. Now follow me on this. They are getting you to begin to regurgitate what they are saying, meaning that you're trying to figure out how to become that person versus become yourself. You can't be somebody else, and they don't want you to know that. You can never be that person, because the only level you can be of that person is second best. You can never be that person. So when you begin to regurgitate information from an above surface level, it's going to trigger your behavior. Feel what I'm saying. The behavior. Always remember, it is a cycle, because once the behavior is triggered, it's going to trigger your thoughts to make you think that what you are learning from a surface level is going to change you. And I say this, guys, think about what I'm saying for all you listening to me. All you listen to me. How many of you guys out there right now, and you don't have to say it now because this will be personal to you, just to you. We are 8 months, always about to be 9 months into the new year, and you haven't even changed yet. You're still nervous about women. You still can't approach women. You can, or you don't know what to say. You don't know what to do. You have all these troubles. And then remember on December 21st, you told yourself when that ball was coming down that this is going to be my year to change, and yet there is no change. I am telling you, this is why the change will never happen, because your thinking is not only on a surface level, but you're reinforcing your thinking by following somebody else's thought. See, gentlemen, please listen to me. Listen to me. No real dating coach should ever want you to be them. No dating coach should ever tell you about levels, because there's only one you. You are not levels. You're not a level. You're a man. Any of these guys pushes thoughts of fear. You get married, she's going to take your money. Don't mess with this woman. She'll take your money because it happened to somebody else. And you begin to believe that, your behaviors start to line up with that person's thought, which then your thoughts start to push you to try to be with something that you can't be. You cannot be somebody else unless you have lived that person's life to every year he's been on this earth. That's the only way you can be somebody else. By every step that they have taken, you must make every step that they've taken to be them. But this is where you guys don't understand game, because you think on your surface level, you're trying to fix a behavior in which you can't fix because of the reinforcer. The one thing you young men out there listening to me have to have is somebody that's trying to get you to be you. You should not want to be anybody else but you. You should not want to speak anybody's language but your own. You should not give a fuck about the next man except the man in the mirror. But they don't want you to see you. Your mind doesn't want you to see the true you. So if you think about it, guys, follow me on this, because you know what I'm about to say. Isn't it odd that your mind is pushing your behavior to watch more content that complains about women? Isn't it funny how your mind pushes you to watch more content on how to be more like that person and what they think than yourself? Isn't it odd when you push there, get check peak game? Do you ever feel nervous? No. Do you ever feel anxiety? No. But isn't it odd when you get around a woman, you start to feel a certain way? Then I want you guys just to think about that. I always say, don't believe me, just think about that. Think about when you go to YouTube or Instagram and you listen to a guy complain about a woman. Do you ever feel the nervousness? Do you ever feel your hands sweaty, excuse me, or your palms and all that stuff? No, you don't feel that. And the fact that you don't feel it is why you're never going to be able to change who you are, because you are your mind is pushing you to be locked in to who you are by getting you to think that if I follow somebody else's son, that it's going to change who I am. But no, this is why the change does not happen, because you're so busy, and you don't realize this, you're so busy trying to figure out how to be somebody else when you're listening to all that bullshit that they're telling you. I'm going to give you some examples. Well, it says that statistically that 50% of divorces are by women, or 60% of divorces by women. Let me ask you this question, because I'm going to show you a thought. Why the fuck do I care about a statistic? I'm not a statistic. Why do I care what happens to the next man? And the person that made that fucking statistic, here's the question. Has he dated, married every woman in this world to be able to say that that statistic is real? Come on, guys. Think about that. What you young men don't know is that how they create statistics. They bring 200 people in the room, 500 people in the room. Oops, drop my stand. Or 1,000 people in a room. They ask them a question. They divvy up the stat of it, and then they push it out to the world. But here's the deep part of this. I am not a statistic. I'm a man. And I beat to the rhythm of my own statistic of me. But what they are doing to you on a surface level is getting you to force your thoughts to keep listening and soaking up bad information that affects your behavior around women. Around women. No matter what the stat is, you are your own man. You're not a statistic. But they don't want you to know that information because the one thing this world doesn't want you to be, only those that know real game want you to be, and that is called, and it's the most dangerous person to be, and that is a free thinker. Nobody wants you to think for yourself nowadays. They want your thoughts to line up with their thoughts so then you can be more into what they're saying versus being into who the fuck you are and what you're saying to yourself. Let me check the phone lines real quick. Does that make any sense, gentlemen? Hopefully y'all are seeing what I'm saying. And this is not, listen, it's no knock on people doing that bullshit. Your choice what you want to do. But I'm trying to get you to understand why you are the same person. Let's give you an example. Let's say a guy named John is going around telling you about pills and stats and statistics and all that other stuff. All you're doing, if you believe that bullshit, your behavior is trying to get you to become what? A knockoff of John. If Jim is telling you about levels and shit, you know, this is what a level 3 man is. This is what a level 4 man is. This is what a level 6 man is. This is what a level 2 man is. Then all you're doing is trying to be that person. Because there are no levels when it comes to manhood. It's only one. There ain't no levels to this. It's only one. But what they do is they try to get you to think that what they're saying is original. And let me tell you, okay? Let me tell you. There's nothing new under the sun. But, okay, hold on a second. Yeah, what about you? Exactly. I'm glad you asked that question. Very good question. If you do your homework on me, I've been doing this for over 30 years. And everything that I teach you is not to become me. The one thing that I teach you is to realize that you are the only one of your kind. There is nobody out there like you. So why don't you learn your own language that is suited and booted to who you are as a man? Don't be me. You don't need to be me because who you are is different than any other man on this planet. That's the game. That's the game. You will never hear me tell scare you by a statistic. You'll never hear me tell you about you're a level 6 guy and this is how level 6 guys act. You'll never hear me say that. You'll never hear me tell you to be a peel, a plate, or a fork. You'll never hear me bitch, whine, moan, or complain about women. You'll never hear that from me. And I've never done that. Never. Never. My influence should be on me influencing you to be the best you and not trying to be me. I don't want you to be me. You don't need to be me. You don't need to take steps like me. Now, with that being said, I'm going to be devil's advocate to me. Because you know what you can say right now? Well, Steve, if that's the case, then why are you teaching us how to approach women your way? Easily. Because, see, I'm playing devil's advocate. You want to know why? Because approaching a woman is not even the game. That's just an approach. Approaching a woman is not even the game. It's just an approach. And I'm showing you how to begin to learn how to be clear, concise, impactful, and transparent. So with that being said, until you start to learn, the change has got to come from thought, okay? Thought. No, no, wait, but that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. There is not one YouTuber in the YouTube world that has told you, not me, that has told you to go to Walmart or a toy store, get a box of puzzles, throw the box away, and put that puzzle piece together to know more about yourself. There's not one person in the world. I am the only one that has ever told you about that and the graveyard. Nobody's told you about that. Nobody's told you about the wine above your bed. Nobody but this motherfucker right here. Nobody. Nobody. Chris, don't thank me. I thank you. Don't thank me. I thank you. I appreciate you, Chris. Thank you. But no, I'm trying to help you. Now, let's look at this because we're gonna solve this. This is not, listen, gentlemen, let me say something real quick to my dogs out there. This is by no means saying that you're weak. This is by no means saying that you ain't shit. This is by no means trying to make you feel bad. This is not what this is about. This is about you finding you. This is about you finding you. I am the only one that talks about you getting to the egg. I'm the only one that tells you that you have everything you need because you are here right now. I am the only one. Nobody talks about that but me, because inside of you is everything you need. All I am doing and all I will ever do is put the weapons on the table. You grab what you need. But let me ask you this question. Nobody talks about your scribe. Nobody talks about your judicial system. Nobody talks about marketing, promoting you with your marketing team. Nobody talks about your mixing down your mouthpiece. Nobody talks about your culinary school. Nobody talks about how you have your own guide to guide yourself and women. Nobody talks about putting a drug of you. And the key thing is of you, not me. Not me, gentlemen. Not me. Because the beautiful thing about the game that's so beautiful about it is when you begin to self-discover yourself, you drop the mask. You see, the mask is why you can't win, because you're trying to be something that you shouldn't be versus trying to be who you are. Who you are. Nobody wants you to be you. I want you to be you. Lucario wants you to be you. Miles, 1950, Zach, there are some people out there that may have named. They want you to be you. Why? Because she's never met the real you. Hell, you haven't even met the real you yet, if that makes any sense. But we're gonna break this down. I welcome all that are here. I got your back. I got you covered. And this is not to shame you. I want, hopefully one day, you just take this information and just think for a second. When you're hearing information, example, you'll hear a guy saying, don't get married. And it's funny how guys that aren't even married trying to tell you something you shouldn't do, and they've never been married. But there are some guys out there that tell you don't get married, and they have been married. But here is the thing that you got to ask yourself. When they eat, do you shit for them? No, you don't. So how is their life your life? How is their life your life unless you make their life your life? And that's where you begin to resonate to what they're saying versus learning who you are. Remember, when you are following somebody that's saying, listen, this is, and I tell you guys all the time, the most important thing that you young men, y'all can call them, got the lines. If y'all have a question, ask. I got you covered. What's important is you've got to make sure that whoever you talk to, they've got to make you first. Because a lot of guys, they are going to lie to you, say, this is brand new. There's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new under the sun. Nothing. You got a lot of guys out here trying to push you towards a community of guys. They're trying to push you towards these pills. They're trying to change word vernaculars and all this stuff. They're trying to move you away from what you want to do. But here's the thing, and this is going to be shocking. It's not their fault. It's not their fault. They are allowed to say whatever it is they want to say. But here where it gets deep. It's not their fault. It's how you feel about yourself that triggers your behavior to listen to somebody that tells you to place blame on everything and everybody. And they don't want you to look in the mirror. What they want you to do is look out the window. They don't want you to see the real you. Because it's easier. See, the way your mind works is because of your self-importance that you don't want to feel less than or you don't want to feel bad about yourself. You don't want to feel bad about yourself. So it feels better when you can say, oh, man, these women ain't shit. That makes you feel better. Ah, oh, don't get married because of this. And listen, this, and I always tell you guys. I am not here to tell you to get married. Matter of fact, I'm here to tell you not to even be in a goddamn relationship. You should not be. Until you be out there smashing women like Godzilla, living the best of your life that you can, you should not be tied down. Live. But what I'm saying is this, is that unfortunately, for a lot of you guys out there, it's easy to take that feeling. And I know, listen, I know how you feel. Remember I told you about the Cinnabon time where I took a dick resting day and I went to the mall in Landover, Maryland. It's no longer there because of FedEx Field. But I was eating myself a cake-ass Cinnabon and I started a dick resting day. And I ain't going to talk to no women. And that fine-ass mixed motherfucker walked by me, looked at me, walked past me and still looked at me. And I was like, you bitch. And I said to myself, I said, never again. I said, I'm never going to, hey, dog, if I see it, I'm going after it. Because I know, guys, I know how it feels when you really want to talk to somebody, but you can't come up with the right words. And sometimes you try to come up with the right words, and it frustrates you to a point where you get mad and aggravated and angry at the woman. And because of, and that's the behavior. And because of the anger that you have towards a woman, it feels good to hear somebody else is just as angry at women. It feels good to listen to somebody who's mad at women because it takes away feeling like you're less than, okay? It makes you feel that way. And what I'm saying is there's a way out of this, guys. There is a way out of this. Youngie's wondering about a choose. No choosing signals. No. It was just at that moment because usually if I would have saw that woman, let me hear Young East. You know, you got me. No, Young East, this is one time. If I was eating my Cinnabon and it was not a dick resting day when I was in high school and I saw that woman, I would have talked to her before. I don't care how much she's looking at me. I would have talked to her. So I see what you're saying, bro. I see what you're saying, man. I see what you're saying. It's not in my frame to follow others. No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't. And we're going to talk about the guys. The lines are open. If y'all want to call in, y'all got questions, put a queue. I got you covered because the thing that's important for me is to make sure that you win, okay? Is that all you win, okay? But the only way, Jeremy, fuck you, man. Jay, come on, man, leave it alone, dog. Look, I told y'all, fuck it. Look, I'm telling you, guys, listen, I'm not ashamed. Listen, when I was young, when I was in elementary school, guys, I used to talk a lot of shit to these women. I would get over their house, and we would kiss, and they would start unbuttoning my shirt, and I would get scared. That was like fourth, fifth grade and shit. I would get scared of women. There were times where I would talk a lot of shit, and, you know, this older chick tried to, I was in the bed with her, and I was so nervous I couldn't get my dick hard. I am that guy. I'm telling you, this is not a poor me thing. This is just who I am. I would always get over their house. I remember that time I was messing with one girl. She came over to the crib, started kissing. It was because I got there, but I didn't know what I was doing until I picked up my mentor that showed me game. And what my problem was at that time, I was making everything about women at that time. And that's Irani. That's why I didn't know what to do. Listen to what I'm saying. I didn't know what to do because all my thoughts were on things outside of me. I'm telling you, outside of me. I'm going to make her laugh, all this other stuff. I'm going to get into the crib. Then I get her over there, or I go to her house and stuff. She starts kissing the butt of my shirt. I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, what the fuck am I going to do now? And that's the truth. I'm not ashamed of that. That's who I used to be. But it wasn't until I learned game to understand that instead of putting the flashlight on the woman, I learned how to turn that bitch around and put it on me. And once I put that motherfucker on me, it's never gone off of me because I realize that it's all about me and how I think about myself. How I think about myself is going to trigger my behavior. It's going to trigger my behavior. But like I'm telling all you young men out here, like I'm telling all you young out here, all you young men out here, I didn't understand it because I thought everything was about women. And when I was 8, 9 years old, I thought everything was about women. I thought everything was about women. Girls, 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 girls. But when I saw my mentor at the basketball court, I thought it was like that because all the girls were showing up. It was like a soap opera. Some would bring them Gatorade. Some would bring them Burger King. Some would cry. There would be arguments and all the other stuff. So I thought it was about women until he yanked my ass over and he began to help me find me. To find me, nobody else but me. And when I learned me, I don't want to be nobody else. I don't want to follow anybody. I turned 50 on August 21st. And you want to know what? I got in the game at 9. I'm 50 years old. And you ready, guys? I'm still learning. I'm not done. I'm not done. And the reason why I'm not done is because once I learned me, gentlemen, I then begin to learn how to evolve me. Keyword, me. I never looked at other men and what they were doing. I never cared to look at what other men were doing. I didn't give a fuck what happened to other motherfuckers because the light was always on me. And that's what I'm trying to get you to see. See, I understand where you guys are at right now. A lot of you guys feel like what's happening in this world can happen to you. And gentlemen, I'm not saying it can, but I want to show y'all something. I want y'all to think about something. All y'all, just think. It's important. How many times, and you've done it before, at that, okay, somebody shot up a movie theater in North Dakota. But by the time it gets to the news, Facebook, and everything like that, you think that it's in your neighborhood. You're like, nah, fuck that. I'm not going to the movies to get shot. Wait, come on now. Come on now. Think. Let me back that up. How many times have you seen a shooting at a school in another state, and by the time it hit the news, Facebook, and everything on the outside world, you see parents say, oh, my God, don't worry. We're going to have a cop there to protect the kids. Think about what I'm saying. Think about what I'm saying. You see, y'all have to understand how news, economics, and marketing work to understand how the majority of you are following things. Remember, you are following these things on a thought level because you were grown up as a kid. This is coming from how you were educated and how you were raised by mom and dad. But there was never a part in a time of you that you became a – let me check the phone lines real quick. Lines are open. There was never a time, okay, that you became a free thinker. I'm never saying don't say you love your mom or your dad. They're only doing what they know, what is good for you. But you are not or should not be your mother or your father. Even though you have their DNA in you, your mindset should be constructed about how you see the world through your eyes versus the eyes of your mom, your dad, your grandparents, your great-grandparents. You are nothing but ancestry and stories, okay? Nothing. That, guess what? That make you what you are right now. Now, that doesn't mean you're – but Steve, what does this have to do with women and why I have problems with women and why I can't approach women? It's because everybody is trying to get you to stay away from you. The world – economics and marketing doesn't want you to be a single-minded person because they can't sell you anything. I can't sell you a car if you think for yourself. How am I going to sell you a car? All I'm going to do is put a sexy woman in that car and hope that you see the woman and make you think that you can have that woman if you drive that car. But if you're single, if you're a free thinker, I can't fuck with you because, shit, I can't move you. How can I sell taking a woman to dinner if you're a free thinker? Because the only way I can sell dinner is giving you the idea that you might have sex. But if you're a free thinker, I can't market that to you. I can't teach you how to be you because I don't know you to be you. See, I can't teach you how to be you. I can't teach you that because you are the only you in this world. So I can't teach you how to be you. But I can show you how to begin the process of finding you so then you begin to cultivate conversation. There was something I wrote down about saying. It's funny. I wrote it down. I always say this. It's myself talking to myself about myself that is going to make the change. I'm going to say it again. It's myself talking to myself about myself that's going to make the change when you begin to work on your thought, on your mindset versus your behavior. You're so busy working on the behavior, you're not putting any dents in the mindset because the mindset controls the behavior. But you're so busy trying to control the behavior, you're not controlling what you need to control. See, you are talking to yourself about yourself by telling yourself you're not good enough for anybody. You will tell yourself you are good enough, but as soon as you see a woman, you already placed a judgment on that woman because of how bad you want to get at her. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? What I am saying to all of you guys out there, what's important, and we'll continue this because the change will never happen looking outside of yourself, because at that point, when you look to things outside of yourself or people that are forcing you to look outside of yourself, how are you working on you? You're changing your thought, but your thought is not being changed by you. You are changing the thought based off of somebody else's thought versus your own thought that will trigger your own behavior. The man that says, okay, I write this piece of paper down. This is, write this on your paper. If y'all want to call in and got a question, I got y'all. Write this down. I always have been telling y'all, if A does it to B, that doesn't mean A is going to do it to C. That's not true. And if A does do it to C, why do you give a fuck? See, most people don't understand perception from the behavior. See, their perception is always going to be tied into these two things. How you see the world will always be tied into how you feel and your behaviors and the shit that you're regurgitating or swallowing from other people. So what is your perception of a beautiful woman? Most of you guys would say, I see a beautiful woman and she's beautiful. Why is that a problem? Wait, what do you mean, Steve? Wait, what the fuck are you talking about, Steve? Wait. Why is saying a woman is beautiful a problem? When you look at a woman and say that she's beautiful, you don't know this, but you have placed a judgment on that woman saying that she's better than you. Follow me, hold on. What should happen is when you see a beautiful woman, she's not a beautiful woman. She's just a woman. Because I can't give her beauty because the beauty is coming from me. I'm a beautiful man. I am a great man. See, when you take away your greatness, now let's look at that light, okay? When you, what you're doing, when you say she's beautiful, follow me, guys, I'm getting deep. When you see that woman and you call her beautiful, where is the light being shined at? It's being taken away from you and shined on her. But here's the question. What has she done that was so special to pull you off your square and that light you should shine on her? Because she looks good? But here's the thing. Why she shouldn't be beautiful? Because you should be talking to beautiful women all the time. And if you're talking to beautiful women all the time, she shouldn't be beautiful. She's just a woman. She's not special. She's just a woman. And I'm going to keep the light on me, and I'm going to show her why she should be fucking with me versus seeing her and through the thoughts I have about myself that trigger my behaviors feels that I'm not good enough. I've got to find a way to get her to like me. I got to get a way to get her attention and all this other stuff. The game doesn't work that way. And that's the one thing most of these guys don't want to teach you. I always say it, 50 Cent said it the best. Whenever you're following someone else's son, what are you going to do when that son goes away? And you want to know when that son goes away? That son goes away as soon as you turn off that YouTube, the son goes away. As soon as you stop looking at that Instagram, the son goes away. And then you're back on your own. And then you're trying to figure out what is that guy going to, what would he do? And then you try to mimic or parrot what you think that guy would do. And then when it goes wrong, you're more frustrated. You're more upset with yourself because things didn't go right. The text didn't go right. The approach didn't go right. Something went wrong, but it just didn't work out. And then you get mad at yourself. You get angry. You get upset. And then because you get mad, angry, and upset, part of you says we got to relieve the pain that you're feeling by going to a YouTube that talk shit about women to make you like, yeah, you right, that motherfucker ain't bad. That's not the game. That's not the game. Gentlemen, nobody teaches you that in order for you to make the change, it is learning how to create your world in your mind. Not my mind, your mind. And when you begin to create your world, you're doing it on the deepest level possible because you're evicting all the negativity. You're kicking all those motherfuckers out that's telling you you ain't good enough because you're saying there's a new sheriff in town and this is how we're going to start running things. Now, it's a process. Doesn't happen overnight. Not going to lie to you. It's a process. Because you're going to have to, at this point, go against the current versus all this time you've been flowing down it. That's the problem. Y'all guys have been going down the current. Y'all been going with the current. Because it doesn't feel bad when I go with the current. I don't feel stupid. I don't feel belittled. I don't feel all these bad things. Versus turning around and going against the current. Because the current is going to teach you how to be a stronger man for yourself and for nobody else but you. Nobody else but you. As a man, you should never talk or regurgitate the shit you see right now that's on the outside world. You should never regurgitate it. But think about this. Think about how they got y'all puppeted when you have no sense of self. How many of y'all started off metal this, metal that? And then you rolled to being on your purpose. You started using that language. And then some of you rode to SYSBM, going out of the country and finding women to marry. And then you rode to, I don't know, no fap, don't jerk off. And then notice, and then, you know, I'm a no fap man. And then you rode to high value man. What do those things have in common? They are outside of you, but you're following it as if it was your idea. And that's the trick that your mind is playing on you to make you think that the ideas you're taking from somebody else is your idea, so it can't be that bad. Where you begin to regurgitate someone else's language except your own language. You should not behave like no man on this planet. You should not. You should not even think like any man on this planet. But yet most of you do, because somebody told you that I, because of my marriage, you know, my marriage went bad, and because my marriage went bad, your marriage is going to go bad. But do you want to know what a free thinker says? You know what? You want to know what a free thinker does? A free thinker will never look at an end result. A free thinker will always go to the first domino, and that's the one thing that you guys never do. Because if you went to the first domino, you will realize when those motherfuckers out there are telling you about their bad marriages, you will begin to question them. Wait. So let me get this right. You married her. Y'all got divorced. Okay. Well, let's assess this. You see, what most guys don't want to tell you guys out there is that marriages don't go wrong in the marriage. They don't want to tell you that. Truth is, the fucking relationship was fucked up from the moment she checked your ass and you fucking buckled. That was when shit went wrong. The moment she dangled the pussy in your face or dangle she was going to leave you is when everything went wrong. It wasn't the marriage. The marriage is a byproduct of what the fuck you let happen in the beginning. But hey, you know what? They don't want to tell you that. They don't want you to know the truth. They don't. Hold on, we got a question. Guys, I want to ask a question, put a Q in there. Let me check the lines if y'all want to call in. Lines are open. When you have a fuck my mentor moment, I had a fuck Steve moments like some chat room dogs, but this is a campfire moment. Okay, I didn't know. Yeah, well, my fuck you mentor moment was when he got me into poetry. And, well, it happened in two different ways. Okay. Remember what he did. He had me come over one day. He gave me a mirror. He told me to get my fucking ass in the closet, shut my bitch ass up, and don't say nothing. Just slide the mirror. When you slide a mirror halfway in the closet, you can see what's on the other side. So what happened was, my lesson was, he was showing me what the most dangerous man is. The most dangerous man is not the one with money. Not the one with power or fame. It's the one that has a mouthpiece. The one that believes in himself so much, he can spit flavor in her ear. So what he did was he showed me that when he was on the bed with her and he was in her ear, which I didn't hear what he was saying, she took off her clothes, masturbating, all this other stuff. He had his clothes on the whole time. But the lesson was is that when you tap into a woman's emotions, that's what triggers everything. But how do I do that? Yeah, you got to start writing poetry. You know, roses are red, violets are blue. Threw that shit away. Bitch, write something better. Well, that's poetry. No, poetry's got to come for you, but poetry is part of game because of the slick way and smooth way that you can say things, but you have got to be able to work on your mouthpiece. So my fuck you moment came from when I started to learn how to write that. I started then something triggered in me that – begin to the process of really meeting one of the most important. No, D.E. Listen, no. You're wrong. Wait, hold on. You're wrong. You are the motherfucking one in a fucking, 10,000. You are not me. It's ain't about, brother, I appreciate it, but no, fuck that. To you, I should be 1 in 10,001. See that? Now I'm going to say it again. To you, I should be 1 in 10,001 because you have the 10,000. That's the mindset we're trying to get you on. That's the mindset. But where's that? Let me show you. By doing the poetry, I met the most important person to me through that, and that's him right here. The most important motherfucker that has – he is the – this guy right here – is the reason why I am a cold motherfucker to me. Because it was at this moment I began to learn me and learn what I like to do and learn what I want to do. And not only learn what I want to do, but store the information on me that I have access to me, my scribe. Oh, my, this motherfucker right here is my dog. This motherfucker right here is the most important mother. Well, he's not the most, but he starts the process of me. Because whenever I have a thought, I scribe it down. Now, for you, I always tell you, if you have a thought, you write it down on a piece of paper to start it off. But you write that thought down. Or you write that thought down, and then you take that thought and put it on a computer in a folder where that thing goes in at. Yeah, you can do it that way until you get it all here. And then when the time comes, you go to that thought, and in order for that thought, it has to start from here. This is the first guy, scribe. This is where I met him. It was that I have to be able, remember, talk to myself about, me talking to me about me. This motherfucker right here. Nobody even tells y'all about this. They don't even want you to have a scribe. Isn't that's the most craziest thing to me. They don't want you to even have a scribe. How is it men are teaching you game and they're not teaching you how to communicate to you? And not only communicate, but to store information on you. It starts with your scribe. You have got to be able to communicate with yourself, about yourself, on how you move for yourself. But see, remember, this is levels. Follow me, guys. This is levels. Always remember, that's level one. But let me answer this question. What are my thoughts on, well, here's the thing. I don't have thoughts on that because I operate off of me. I operate P-Dog off of me, meaning that I have a library or storage units for everything that can go right and everything that can go wrong that will help me do the one thing that these guys don't want to help you with. Being free and being single-minded and being a free thinker helps me to be solution-based. I'm never looking at problems. A woman can never be a problem to me. A woman will never be a problem to me. Will never be a problem to me. Because the solution is just find someone else. See that right there? Wait, right here. You see that right there? That's going, I'm dropping it pretty soon. Don't cry over her replacer. But that happens from free thinking. You see what I'm saying? That happens from free thinking. D, what you got there, brother? Yeah, I feel you, brother. Thank you, brother. I thank you. Yeah, there you go. One in infinity. Yes. Absolutely. 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 Thank you, Charles. Yes. And let me explain scribe. Let me see if I got any of y'all questions. Any of y'all got questions, please ask them. This is what this is for. Don't be afraid to ask questions or call in. We want to talk. But in order for you to understand you, you're so busy mimicking and wearing a mask that you don't even know who you are. You have no idea what you need to be for you versus place judgment. See, the reason why a man will never place judgment on a woman is because he judges the woman off of his standard. I can never judge a woman off of another man, righty gentlemen, because I'm not trying to be that man. Whatever that woman did to that man is none of my business. It has nothing to do with me. Until that woman does it to me, then that's when it's me. I will never judge a woman off of a Instagram, a YouTube, or anything. Matter of fact, it was funny. People were kind of shocked at me because we got a good show tomorrow, but people were shocked at me, gentlemen, when I posted a beautiful woman in the store. She had, as a matter of fact, let me see if I can pull the photo up of the woman. People were shocked at what I said, but I said something really deep. Peep game. Hold on a second. Hold on. Peep game. So I'm going to show you the photo that I posted and I made a comment off. This is what you're saying. Let me see. Hold on a second. Shit. I'm sorry. That's me talking. Wait, hold on. I keep going. Hold on a second. Hold on. Let me find it. 2 seconds. I'm going to show you a photo that I posted. And I made a comment and it threw a lot of people off. A lot of people emailed me and said, wait, Steve, what are you talking about? Okay. What I did was I took that photo right there. And I said to the average human, they think she's sexy. To the average regular guy, they would see a woman like this and they would feel that they couldn't get her or that she's special. But to a single-minded free thinker that goes beyond this, this is the easiest woman to get. And you don't even see it. Look at the insecurities on her. Look at the insecurities. The insecurities start here and they go down. Wait, see, what most people don't understand, because of your perception, okay, follow me, because of your perception, when you see something like this, you're saying, oh, my God, she's so beautiful. Judgment. Oh, my God, I can never get a woman like that. Judgment. Or if I get her, oh, my God, I got to press her because if I don't press her, judgment after judgment after judgment. But when you are a free thinker for yourself, she's not beautiful. She's not. She's a, look, number one, she's just a woman. But number two, this is an alley-oop because she's insecure. And you want to know how a smooth motherfucker's going to get her? You want to know how he's going to get her? While everybody else is telling her how pretty she is, and everybody else is kissing her ass, and everybody else is rolling fruit at her feet, there is one motherfucker in her life telling her she ain't shit, and that's the guy that she's fucking right now. There ain't one month. Is that there's one guy that's saying, you know what, you ain't special, and that's the guy that's fucking her. That's the guy that's fucking her. Because when you're single-minded, you see through this. This is insecurity. This isn't beauty. This is a woman that doesn't fucking love herself or care enough about herself and is hiding behind the fucking lies. Let me get to this. Got a good question. A few questions. How do you keep your focus on yourself? It's all no. Great question. Great question, D. Listen, the way it's not even complicated, D. Feel the peep game. The way you focus on yourself is by creating whatever the focus is. Okay, now follow me on this. When you are focusing on how to focus on yourself, the first thing you must do is scribe whatever the behavior you want. Whatever the end result, okay? So the thought has to be attached to the behavior. That's the end result. So what is it that I am trying to do? What behavior am I trying to present to me? Not to the outside world, not to women, but to me. Now, once you figure that out, that's when you scribe it. And what I mean by the first thing you got to do, and they don't even teach you guys this. You got to write it down. I'll tell you, D, first thing you got to do is write it down. But this is the problem. A lot of y'all guys write shit down, but you understand writing it down doesn't mean it's going to happen. Let me show you. Oh, and hold on, guys. After your questions, I got y'all. But let me explain. Let me pull it up. Let me pull it up for you guys and explain to you. Okay. So peep game. As I said before, the very first thing you must do is scribe what it is you want to do. But it is not just scribing what it is you want to do that's going to begin the process of change. You have to know why you want to do whatever it is you're telling yourself you want to do. Now follow me. I'm showing you the process. Because people just say, all right, today I'm going to be a better person. They're like, shit, I want shit today. That's why I mess up. But I got you. It's the solution. You write down what you want to do. Then you got to know the why. And I'm going to tell you the reason behind the why. The reason behind the why is because once you know the why, then it is you that has to market whatever it is you want to do to yourself. You must market what it is to yourself because you have to agree on whatever that thing is. And you have got to believe in it enough, whatever that focus is, you have to know why, and you have to sell it to yourself. But that's almost done. Once you sell it to yourself, then you must go to your motherfucking Roman Senate, and you must sell it to you. Not just you got to sell it. So it can become law to you. Meaning, once it becomes law to you, it is a non-negotiable behavior. That means the thought and the behavior of what it is you want to do becomes one. And that means you do it and you don't even think about it. And what do I always tell you? The one thing, let me get off of that back to me. What is the one thing that you guys do all the time that you have no thought and you just do it without even thinking? What is the one thing I always tell you? The one thing to show you how easy it is, because it's not complicated. This is how easy it is. It is as easy as making a bowl of motherfucking cereal, because people think it's complicated. The game is not complicated. It is easy, and you do this shit so much, you are on autopilot because the thought and the behavior have become one, and you just do it. You don't say, oh, my God, the bowl is too sexy. Oh, my God, what is a spoon going to think about me? Oh, my God, the hypergamous nature of the milk is there. You don't do that shit. You do what it is you set out to do because you know why you want to do it. That's how easy it is. It's easy, but it's hard to do because a lot of you guys don't believe in yourself. Charles. How you deal with a young baby's mama that's disrespectful? No, okay, Charles. We talked about it before, Charles. Again, for those that follow me, I'm going to show you, Charles. I'm going to show you why you have dug yourself in the hole that the world wants you to be in. You have just show not only who you are, but how you think. And you don't even realize it, but I got you. Pick the peep game. The first thing you said is how you deal with a young baby mama that's disrespectful. The only way she's being disrespectful to you is because you have no sense of self of who you are. And you're allowing her to be disrespectful. So that's your first negative of how you feel about yourself, the judgment you placed on yourself. Because if you were about you, you would know what to do as soon as she is disrespectful. You would have handled it. Now, that's the first judgment. The second judgment is, it's how you deal with. You're telling me she's so special that you have to deal with her? No. You just leave her ass. We don't deal with as men. And there is no such thing as a disrespectful woman, because as soon as she's disrespectful, I'm gone. Because she's going to know when she first meets me, I'm a drama-free man. Anybody brings drama in my life, they're gone. Like, I, Charles, let me see if I can find it. It's one of the most dopest things that my client has said. I got to find it. Y'all know what I'm about to show. Is this it right here? No. Hold on. It's one of the dopest things. Let me find what my client said. This comes from my client that follows me. It's not even me. Let me see if I can find it. Is this it? No, that's not it. Where is it at? Hold on. Let me see if that's it. No, hold on. I'm going to show you the dopest thing. Hold on. My client educated a woman on some shit. Let me see if I can find it. Damn. Oh, yeah, I think it's it. Hold on. I'm trying to find that shit. Hold on. No, that's getting nasty with it. Hold on a second. I'm going to show you the dopest thing my client said to a woman, dog. The dopest. This shit is fire. I gotta call it dope. I gotta call it dope so I can find it next time I have this question. Let me see if I can find that shit. Nope. That's it. Hold on a second, guys. Bear with me. I almost there. It's on one of these things. But I'm gonna show you what the difference is in the game. Okay, here we go. This is one. All right, let's look at this. Wait, that's the beginning. Wait, we got to roll to the first one. So the first one should be on here. Hold on, guys. Hold on. Let me find that shit. See if I can find that dope. Oh, that's not it. Hold on, guys. I got y'all. But y'all got to see this. Y'all got to see this. Let me see if I can find it. Where is it at? No, that's not it. No, that's not it. That's not it. Hold on, guys. I got y'all. I got. Wait, is this it? No, that's the shower he talked about, the shower. Let's see, this is it right here. No, that's not it right there. Man, where the fuck did he put that shit? All right, the first one's under new, so the second one should be here. Hold on, guys. Y'all got to see this shit. Oh. Man, where did he put that? What I put? No, guys, I'm old, man. Y'all got to be with the old man. I'm just trying to find the dopest thing. God damn it, Steven. Where did you put it at? Hold on, guys. Don't be patient with me. I got to see what it is. It's so deep. Next time, I'll have it more organized. I'm going to try one more. If not, I'm going to find it. I'll just read it to you guys, to myself, or how it's broken down. So here we go. I want y'all to see this right here. This is game right here. This is game. Oh, let me take off the chat. Let me take off the chat. Charles, hold on a second. Pick game. I'm different than any man you've ever met or talked to. I just am. I created my own universe. I have complete control over everything in my universe. It is full of positivity, growth, and great energy. I live in the moment, and I enjoy the hell out of every day I wake up. Let me continue. I enjoy every moment of every day I wake up. I'm very, very selective about who I allow in, keyword, my universe, because I won't allow anything or anyone to what? Ruin what I have created. So what I'm saying to you, Charles, this is how single men think. The world is about me. Okay? The world is about me, Charles. But what I'm trying to get you to see, Charles, okay? Let me get back to what you were saying, is that let's look at your next judgment. You said these young ones are silly. No, they're not silly. They are to you because you placed a judgment on them. You don't know them well enough to be silly, and the only reason they're being silly is because you're not being the man they need you to be, and that's why they're acting the fuck out around you. See, when you place see, I'm trying to get you, Charles, to stop judging these fucking women. Don't place judgment on her. They're not silly. They should never be silly unless, see, them being silly tells the world what you are because they shouldn't be silly around you. But you're placing judgment, and that's an emotional thing. We should never place judgment on women like that. How do I tell someone that she ain't crap? Well, okay, listen. You know how you tell someone she ain't crap? By stop communicating with her. You know how you tell her she ain't crap? By walking the fuck away and not talking to her anymore. And if she calls you and asks you why you walked away, then you tell her what her character was about. But you don't see, I don't want you guys belittling women. That's not what this is about. This is not about trying to talk shit to a woman. You don't have to tell her. See, here's the problem I'm asking you on the judgment. Why are you even being around ain't shit women? Why are you hanging around about bottom of the barrel, hole in the wall women? See, it tells a lot about yourself when you feel that you got to tell a woman this question. That's telling me that you are with a bunch of women that just don't have it. You need to up that up. You got to up that up a little bit, brother. Let me get to the next question. Wait, let me check the phone lines, see if that's open. Lines are open. Oh, lines are down. Okay, lines are down. So we're going to switch the lines to something else. The lines are down, but y'all can ask questions, and I got y'all. Let me see here. So question. You've never feared not being able to be in your children's life or children's life if you had changed your woman to the game and you couldn't be there for your children. Okay. M-Dog, peep game. If you listen to me earlier, what you're telling me is an end result that could have been prevented from the beginning. I always tell you guys, fuck as much as you want. Don't have unprotected sex with a woman that doesn't have your last motherfucking name. I always say that shit. So that kills that right there. Because you shouldn't be having kids with fucking women. You shouldn't be having kids with ancient women. But let me tell you, I don't know if this is you, but I'm just, follow me on this. This statement is why whoever that guy you're talking about, he ain't shit. Because you knew that woman wasn't shit from the get-go. But what did you do? You fucked her raw. You knew she had an attitude. You knew she was disrespectful. You knew she tried to run your fucking ass. And yet, what did you do? You rewarded her with a kid, and you think she gonna change who the fuck she is? Let me tell you something. I'm gonna be all the way real with you. Listen, bottom line is this. You got to accept what comes with the territory of fucking an ancient woman and getting her pregnant. You got to charge that shit to the game. You either get to your fucking lawyer, pay your child support, and try to see her, or charge that shit. Because let me tell you something. I don't want to hear, see, ain't no ever fear not being able to be in your children's life. You shouldn't be having fucking children. You see that shit? Fear having children in your life. Why are you having children with a woman that ain't your wife? Why are you fucking someone unprotected and nothing up in her knowing she's not even fucking responsible? She's not even protecting her own fucking body. What does that tell you? Have you ever sat and tried to find out, are you taking, what contraceptives are you taking? Are you on the pill? Do you have the diet? What the fuck do you have to prevent pregnancies? Have you ever had that conversation with them? So all this fear that the kid's not going to be in your life, you just got to understand that's part of the game when you fuck ain't shit motherfuckers and have kids by them. If you can't be there for your kids, welcome to the real world. Hopefully next time that you fuck somebody, you're not going to do it unprotected and fuck a ain't shit woman who ain't about shit. But see, y'all don't want to hear that. Y'all want to hear it's the woman's fault. But guess what I'm going to tell you? Whoever's thinking this, I ain't say this is you, but whoever feels this way, this ain't the woman's fault. Because you train every woman you meet on how to treat you. So if she's acting this way, how the fuck are you even in a relationship? Why are you not taking your dick off the table? And if you're fucking her, why are you fucking her unprotected? Why would you knock her up knowing she doesn't have any why? So I'm telling you that you get what you get, and welcome to life. I'm sorry I have it to you, but shit, it's your business, not in my business, because if you listen to the real one, they're going to tell you this shit. You shouldn't never reward your dick to a woman that doesn't deserve it. You should never give her your sperm, especially she ain't even I can't even believe this. I can't even believe this, man. Come on, dude. Y'all got to be better. Y'all got to be better. I guess he's cleaning up. Have you ever felt not being able to be in your children's life to guide them as a result of charging a woman instead? Well, okay. Brother, the solution in the first domino. I'm not telling you not to fuck. Protect your bloodline. Protect your seed. Don't have unprotected sex with these women knowing there is a chance that she is not even being responsible herself and protecting her body. Yes, I understand, guys. Things happen. Okay, I understand things happen. And I'm not knocking you because things happen. But this is what I'm telling you, young man. You get your ass to the family court or get a lawyer and you start paying child support. Or you go to gregdoss.com and learn how to fight it. Either one. But that comes with the territory when you are making fucked up decisions for your kingdom. You're king of your castle. You're king, you're emperor, you're everything to you. You must make sure that woman is qualified to cut your grass first. These women, some of them are not qualified because I know who I am. And just because, again, just because you got ass and titties and shit like that doesn't make you qualified. Because that shows me, again, I will show y'all guys if y'all missed that shit. This doesn't make her special. There's nothing special on her. See, to the average human, y'all would just nut up all in this one. Y'all would nut up in this insecure-ass woman that has insecurities, daddy issues, insecurity. This is what I see. Let me flip it again. Daddy issues and insecurity. Would you really want to nut up in this one? Would you really want to nut up in this one? She can't even produce milk for her kids with these fake-ass titties. But see, when you see the world with your set of eyes and no one else's, you see everything. See, when you don't have a sense of self, your perception of seeing that woman like that, you think she's, oh my God, she's God's gift to. She ain't even special. And she has a lot of guys kissing her ass, and she's fucking somebody for free. Fucking somebody for free. DC, welcome, baby. DC, what's up, man? Welcome to the channel, baby. Shout out to DC. Let me see here. Let's see what we got. Okay, got that. Okay, question. Here we go. Was talking about that girl that showed the pic. Okay. What do you mean? What were you talking about the girl that showed? What about her? Wait, let me see. Let me ask you a question. You were talking about the girl that showed the pic. Hold on, Deke. Oh, what about her? Let me see what that. Let me go back to what you were saying. Yeah, remember, brother, you got to call her. Okay. How do we how do you tell someone like this she ain't shit? Oh boy. All right, guys, if you're standing up, sit down. And if you're sitting down, stand up. It is time to lock into your mindset and let me tell you how you can show this woman a motherfucking shit. You show her she ain't shit by how you approach her. How you approach her shows her she ain't shit, because you know what? It's all about me. It's all about me. And I'm going to give you the opportunity to get with me. See, the dangerous man is going to take the power that she's going to use to the average guy, her body. But because I know she's insecure, I'm not going to tell her she ain't shit. I'm not going to treat her like she ain't shit. I'm just going to position myself to show her that she needs to fuck me. I'm not going to run behind her. You know what? As soon as she says, take me out to eat, you know what? I'll give her the option. She might say, wait a second, Steve, I don't want to go to Lake Spread your ass cheeks. I don't want to feed the ducks. Steve, I don't want to go get ice cream on the corner of your face in a pillow and your ass up in the air. Steve, I don't want to get cocoa on the corner of your dick on your forehead and my balls in your mouth. Steven, I don't want to go there. You need to take me out to dinner. And as soon as she says that, I'm saying goodbye. See, the one thing a woman like this is not used to is somebody telling her no. You see, when you are blind, remember I tried to tell you got to go in this thing blind. You don't roll fruit at her feet. This is daddy issues and insecurity. Daddy issues and insecurity. Every morning she goes into the mirror, she hates herself or she thinks she's too fat. But because she's got daddy issues, she's got to dress a certain way to get false and fake attention. I ain't giving you no attention because you look good. You ain't special. You're not. You haven't proven anything to me. And matter of fact, she's okay, but what is she bringing to my world? What is she bringing to my kingdom? Y'all see what I'm saying? What is she bringing to my kingdom? And that's the thing that a lot of you guys have to ask yourself. I'm never going to tell her she ain't shit, but she's going to feel like she ain't shit when I say no and I walk away. It's the guys that don't care are the ones that get the pussy for free. Why should I care about her? Because she's got fake boobs and she wears scantily clad clothes. I should kiss her ass? You want me to leave the land of ass and titties, take the form of a human, go down there and roll fruit at her feet because she got fake breasts? This is insecurity and daddy issues. A need for attention, insecurity, and daddy issues. You know what that tells me? All I got to do is walk away. All I got to do is walk away. All I got to do is walk away. Because if she doesn't follow my lead, I'm gone. Remember what I told all you guys out there. It's not about how she feels when she's with you. It's how you make her feel when you're not around that's going to determine where you're at. Make sure you write that down. Sorry, the lines are down, so let me change this up. But let me grab the next question. Guys, we're going to have a great show for you tomorrow. Can't wait. Got a great show for you, man. Let's just change that up real quick. Let's grab the next question. Guys, y'all got great questions. Great questions, gentlemen. There are no dumb questions. Great questions, gentlemen. What is your recommendation for game at the gym since it's become such – again, DC. DC, you're new, brother. Understand this. You have just placed two judges – well, really three. I think it was three judges. Let me show you. Okay. Number one, you just placed a judgment on yourself because I don't care if it's the gym, the store. I don't care if it's Mars. I don't care if it's Camp Crystal Lake. You talk to a woman every way, one way, and that's your way. The gym should never define or stop you from doing what you should do. That's judgment number one. The second one is that you have placed a judgment on a statement saying that the gym has become such a social place in today's world. Every place is a social place. So the gym is no different than the club, than the store, or walking down the street, Starbucks, McDonald's, Target, Walmart. It's just an area in which you present yourself, okay? So the problem is, man, the problem is you're looking at on the level. Let me show y'all. I want to help you. And this is no knock on you because I appreciate you, DC. So this is no knock on you. I just want to show you where your level of thinking is. And it's no knock because you don't know what you don't know. But right now what you're doing is – I'm sorry. I mean, let me show you what you're doing right now. You're doing one and two. You're looking at the outside world to define your behavior. But thus what it's showing is how you feel about yourself. The outside world, and I got to show you the thing. Remember, the outside world, when you don't have a sense of self, is always going to affect your behavior because you're looking at a place outside of you that's going to drive your behavior that triggers your thought. That's why you asked me that question, a recommendation. And that's the problem, brother, if that makes any sense. It's a great question, but there is no everywhere you go, you are the same person and you talk to them the same. And that's the thing that guys want to teach you. Hold on. How many ways? One way. And whose way? Your way. Why? Because that's the way it is. How many ways? One way. Whose way? Your way. Why? Because that's the way it is. And that means I don't care if they're on Mars or the gym, you talk to them the same because they're not special. FCC, baby. They are full of insecurities and daddy issues. Full of insecurities and daddy issues. So they're not special. They're just women. So what I recommend, instead of looking at the gym and how you talk as a recommendation, scribe. All right, well, peep game, DC. I got you, DC, because if you in DC, you represent where I'm from. So I got to take a moment, guys, and help my dog out. I'm answering all your questions. Let me get to you, DC. So let's look at it, DC. First thing I want you to do, DC, is when I talk to women, what am I going to say? And why am I going to say it? Where do I want to take what it is I want to say? And once you know the why behind it, that's when you've got to sell whatever it is you want to say to the woman yourself. And then once you truly believe in what it is you want to do, and you'll never reach this point because once it hits your floor and it becomes a law for you, it becomes a non-negotiable. That means when you see it, you do it. So some of you might not even get to this point. But once, if you do get to this point, that's when once you get to this point in law, then you go to your culinary school in your mind and you start to cook up a smooth way to show her how to get with you. And once you cook it up and you get to your lab, then you mix it down and then you got it. And then wherever you go, no matter where it is you go, one way, your way, because it's the only way. And that's where you win. Because guess what? If she says no or ignores you, it's not your loss. If she says, I got a boyfriend or I'm not interested, it's not your loss. Why? Because you believe in yourself to do the thing you want to do, and you don't give a fuck about the end result because you believe in you. And that's the beautiful thing about it, when you work from the inside, my brother. Okay? So let's get to the next question. Let's get to the next question. Let me just check out, see if y'all got any game. I mean, not game, but questions and stuff. Let me see. A woman calls you cheap. Yeah, I love it when they call. I love it when they, hey, Freelance, thank you, brother. I've always recognized you. I appreciate you, Freelance. I really appreciate you, man. Let me see. I got to read any questions. Put a Q in there. Y'all are asking awesome questions. I loving this, guys. Y'all are doing a good job asking great questions. I appreciate all that stuff. Reggie, next time, put a question in, okay? Put a question in. Reggie, it goes back to what I just showed DC. Your bid is saying, this is who the fuck I am. This is why I approached you, and this is my intention. I'm not going to kiss your ass. I'm not going to beg you, and I'm not going to uplift you. What you see is what you get. Either you're down or you're not, and if you are, cool, and if you're not, cool. See, when you put your bid in, that means you rehearse what you do. That means you rehearse you. That means wherever you are, whether you're in the mirror or you're driving and you're in the comfort of your own home, you rehearse how you talk to women so much that it just rolls off your motherfucking lips where she doesn't feel fear, anxiety, or feel like you're throwing shit up against the wall. You are clear, you are concise, you are transparent, and you're being honest with that woman. That's how you put your bid in. But your bid is not based off of sex. If you want to have sex, don't put your bid in. Don't put your bid in. Because your bid is saying, you got to prove yourself to me to get the dick. When you approach women, all you want to do is fucking beg for pussy. I'm saying that you are important enough. You should be important enough to you where she should feel lucky enough to be with you. It's your lucky day. You are, hey, girl, the moon, sun, and stars must have lined up. because you're lucky I'm even talking to your ass. You're insecure, daddy issue ass. You are insecure, daddy issues, looking for attention. You're broken. So I'm here to fix your Humpty Dumpty fall off the wall ass and put you together so you can ride with me. I'm not kissing your ass because you ain't special. And ladies, I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm saying that because you want to know why she ain't special, guys? You want to know why she's not special? Because y'all got to understand the why. She's not special to you because you were too busy being special to yourself. You've got the light on you. You're the shit. You're the man. You're the opportunity. You're special. You're beautiful. You're sexy. You're the bomb. You're a dog. You are all these things to yourself. So how can you make them something you are to yourself? You can't. That's how game works. So that's how you put your bid. See, your bid is you letting that woman know what the fuck you are. Now, with that being said, listen, not going to say it's going to work. Sometimes it won't. Sure, you can walk up to a woman and say, I want to have sex with you. But again, I'm going to tell you the problem with that. Always remember, okay, Reggie, just remember, I'm going to show you why, because you might have seen this, Reggie, why you don't just go up to a woman and say, let's fuck. When you go up to a woman and say that to a woman, remember, you have to understand that women, that the first woman you meet is going to be based off of her belief system of how she feels about herself. And if you want to fuck her, you say, hey, baby, let's go fuck. What judgment have you placed on her? That she's easy, that she's a slut and a whore. Not to say she won't do slutty and whore things. But the problem is, a lot of guys out there, when you tell a woman that you first meet, let's go back to my place, you're calling her a slut and a whore. And what happens is the judgment, they're going to place the judgment, oh, my, who do you think you are? You think I'm easy? And they're going to get defensive. Now, when you put your bid in, it's something totally different. Because, see, Reggie, when you put your bid in, brother, hold on, let me go away. Reggie, when you put your bid in, right, what you're doing is you're doing behavior modification. You're building trust. You're showing her the emotional benefits it's going to be with you. And then you're showing her that you don't judge her for the nasty shit that she's about to do. But, see, a lot of guys don't understand that's bid. Your bid is saying that I meet a million women. What makes you different from every woman that I know? Okay. No, Sea Dog, I'm not lethal. You're lethal. I will not accept that. I appreciate what you're saying, but no, I'm just me. I am not lethal. I'm just letting you know. I appreciate it, but no, you're lethal. Fuck that. It's not me. You're lethal, young man. So I throw it back at you, brother. You're lethal. When you believe in yourself, you're lethal. Okay. Man, I'm trying to cook, Big Dog. I appreciate the love, man. Let's see here. Question, Big Dog, how do you approach her? Well, as I've always told you before, the one thing I teach you as far as the approach is that me approaching her is a few things. Number one, how I introduce myself. After I introduce myself, I'm not beating around the bush. I am not going to beat around the bush. I'm going to let her know why I came over there. This is why I came over there. I don't want to be your friend. I don't want to be your friend. This is why I came over there, because there was something on you that attracted me to you. I'm honest enough to tell you, this is why I came over here. And you know what? I want to take you out sometime to get to know you in a more intimate way. I would say, because I want her to automatically assume that I'm just trying to fuck. And then at that point, I can either educate her or elevate her and let her know what intimacy is. Not, listen, yes, I'm sexually attracted to her. I'm a fucking man. Yes, I'm sexually attracted to her. But because I value me so much, I have to make sure she's even worthy enough to cut my grass. She's got to go through the farm system to prove herself to me. Just because she's sexy Just because she's got ass and titties, you think she's the only woman in the world who's sexy and got ass and titties? No. You got to prove yourself to me. And the truth of the matter is, the reason why I'm approaching you is I want to show you why you should fuck me. I'm not trying to fuck you. I want you to fuck me. All right, let me get to the next question. Thank you. I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. Thank you, man. Let's see. I'm sure the man minds have provided more desert training. Oh, yeah, yeah. We can talk about that on the back end. Yeah, get your crayons out. Absolutely. Appreciate that. Let's keep that. Let's see here. What are you saying here? When you are on, it's clear to you what to say and what to do, no matter where you are or who. Yeah, yeah. Well, here's the thing. As I said before, I just look at it like getting cereal. I know the moves that I'm going to make me a bowl of cereal. And I know why I'm doing it, because maybe the spoon drawer is closer to the getting the bowl. And then I go get the cereal closer and I get the milk last because I don't want the milk to get warm. You know, that's just my thing. But however I make my cereal is how I make my cereal. But I never place judgment on the moves that I make. I'm just doing what it is I want to do. I can never feel rejection or fear by doing the thing that I want to do. And that's what I'm trying to show you. But it's got to be clear to yourself, okay? It's got to be clear to yourself. Let's keep going. Elegance of Mailer. Let me see. Elegance of Mailer. Hi, remember me? I walked away from her, never turned my back, and she reached out on my birthday with a text. I ignored her text. Well, hey, Mr. Matters, listen. Wait, you walked away. Yeah, no, well, that's what I was saying. You see, where you messed up was you became emotional. You did right by walking away. But she was trying to – see, remember, a woman is not just going to say, I'm sorry, I fucked up. They're going to find a way to get back in touch with you to say that I'm sorry. But when she got back in touch with you, you should have checked her behavior, and then you would have let her know, the next time you do this, excuse me, lose my number. You will never do this again. Do you understand me? That's how you got to talk to them. That's how you got to talk to them. That's how you got to get them. What are you saying here, boss? They're not special. Put your bid in and walk away. Well, that's no. Not walk away, boss. Float the fuck away. You float. You shouldn't be walking anywhere, guys. Y'all guys should be so high on yourselves that you should float the fuck away. Hey, thank you, Oak. I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. Why does it feel so? Hey, DC. Thank you, man. No, don't thank me. Thank you. Thank you, DC. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. Why does it feel so damn good to walk away? Because you're doing what you guys. I am so. Let me tell you how fucked up I used to be. I would see beautiful women at the club, and I would just for shits and giggles. Now this, I don't want y'all doing this shit. Don't write this down. I'm just showing you some fun shit I used to do with myself. I would walk up to the baddest women. I walk up to, hey, how you doing? My name is Steve. I want to introduce myself. You know what? I just want to let you know, you are one sexy-ass woman. You know what? You have a good night and take care. And walk the fuck off and go talk to another woman. And the funny thing, when I do that, the women somehow weirdly bump back into me and say, oh, wait, so that's all you got to say? No, I just noticed that you were attractive, and that's it. I'm acknowledging that I noticed you. That's all I'm saying. But I'm not trying to bite her neck and take her up the tree or anything, guys. I just do that for shits and giggles, because I always got to keep my sword sharp, right? I don't really have to necessarily go approach a woman to keep my thing sharp. I'm trying to keep my mind right. If I see her, I recognize it, and I'm going to walk over there, and I'm going to explain why I came over there. Remember, that's just the first step of the approach. But I got to keep my shit sharp. Doesn't mean I got to always go bite her neck and take up a tree, because I've got opportunity to do that anytime I want to. So sometimes, matter of fact, like, that's when we started playing the rejection game and shit like that, because it's so easy getting women that you got to really challenge yourself. So why not walk up to a beautiful woman and tell her, you know what, she's sexy. This is why I came over there, because you caught my eye. And sometimes when I try to walk away, they begin to talk to me because they're like, wait a second, where are you going? Oh, no, I want to bother you. No, I'm not busy. Come have a seat. Let's talk. All right. And we talk, and then she's like, you know what, I'm just, you know, I never had a guy say that to me or talk to me that way, because all the, and he read this, I get it. All she does is talk about all the weird, creepy guys and all this other stuff. And by the time she gets to the middle of the second one, I stop. You know what? I'm wrong. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Steve. How you doing? Your name is. And once I get her name, you know how I shut her ass up? I grab her hand and take her ass to the dance floor. Let's dance. I don't want to hear none of that shit. Let's dance. Because I don't want to, listen, I don't want to hear the stories about the other guys. I'm running the show now. Let's dance. Grab her hand, take her to the dance floor, let's dance. Let's dance. And you know what happens after that. Yeah, yeah. Okay, another question. Guys, great questions, guys. Y'all are asking great questions. Shout out to all of you. How do you make your own bets when you write that good shit? How do you make your own beats when you write that good shit on? What do you mean? When you say beats, what do you mean beats? What do you mean by beats? How do you make my own beats? I have a program called you talking about when I do my poetry? The program I have, let me tell you what I use. It's right here on my thing. It's called Music Maker. It's called Music Maker. Magic's Music Maker. I use that to make my music. I learned how to make music a long time ago. I used to have a Yamaha. I forgot what it was. I had that years ago. But yeah, I learned how to make my own shit because I always wanted to be self-sufficient. So I don't know what you mean by beats, Eddie. If you could be more specific, brother, I'll answer your question. Question here. Okay. What to do when she doesn't wear a ring and she says she's married? All right, 50. Okay, listen. I don't care if she's wearing a ring or not wearing a ring. If I put my bid in, all I'm going to do is focus on me. Remember, A50, think about what you're doing, brother. When you just said what you just said, you just turned the light on her, okay? She doesn't wear a ring. She says she's married. That's cool. But let's turn that light back on us. I don't care if she's married or not married. I'm going to give her my card and tell her to call me next time she wants to laugh, smile, blush, or get away from it all. And if she says no twice, I go. Remember, always two no's. Never let the always remember what I told you, 50. There are women out there, okay, hold on. There are single women that wear wedding rings, and then there are married women who take off their ring. So you don't know which is which. All I'm doing is putting my bid in. And after I put my bid in, it is up to her if she bites. She does, cool. If she doesn't, cool. I don't give a fuck. But I'm going to finish what I need to finish because I need to finish the two no's. I need to do everything I can to get to the two no's or give her the opportunity to get with me. Okay? Let's see here. Let's see, get the next one. Yo, that's what we're talking about, baby. All right, man. Let's see. Any more? Let's see, get questions. All right. How do you unspecial a chick you previously made special? The problem when you make a woman special is that it's coming from the deepest level of you. Can't change the behavior until you change the thought. The only way you can break the spell that you are in right now is to learn how special you are to you. See, the reason why women can't be special to a man is because I'm special to me. The reason why she can't be sexy to me is because I'm sexy to myself. You see that? It's all the, when you, all I'm saying is right now, D, is turn the light back onto you and not make the game about women. You're special. You're just saying that to make me feel good. No. The reason I'm saying you're special is because it was you, D, not me. It wasn't YouTube. It wasn't Instagram. It wasn't Facebook. It was all you that got to the egg. You got to the egg. Nobody else helped you. but you. You fought through all the fucking things that was in your mother's body, the white T-cells and stuff that destroyed your brothers and sisters, and you fought, and you got to the egg all by yourself, and you didn't need YouTube or Instagram or even me to get there. On that alone, you are special. But once you begin to realize how special you are, then anything you deem as special or anything you see that you think is special will go away because you are special. And nobody doesn't want you to see that, okay? All right? That's what I'm saying. People don't want you to see that you have all the power. The power isn't trying to be somebody else. The power is in learning who you are. That's where the power comes from. And once you begin to believe in your and you believe in yourself, okay? By beats he means instrument boss. I just want him to confirm. Eddie, if you can confirm the comment. I just want to see, this is what I'm trying to teach him, boss. I always try to get you guys to be more clear and concise and transparent. And don't ask a question thinking that I can read your mind. Ask a question so I can see your mind. Say it again. Never ask a question thinking I can read your mind. Always ask a question or make a statement to show your mind. All right, remember that, brothers, okay? And we're getting hype. We're getting deep today. But gentlemen, and let me pull it up because I have it written down. Hold on, let me find it. I have it written down because I do want to go over this real quick. Let me find it. I have it written down. Where the fuck did I put it at? Hold on. I forgot. Okay, let me find it. I have it written down. Okay. See, always remember, guys, when you are looking at the outside world to define you and move you, okay, what is it telling of how you think about yourself? Some of you guys say to yourselves, I don't belong, okay? Some of you guys feel like you're a fish out of water. And some of you guys feel like I just don't relate. And because I can't relate to my brothers and sisters, or I can't relate to these people, that something's wrong with me. Let me tell y'all something maybe someone's ever told y'all before. Don't tell nobody. The day you feel like you're a fish out of water is the day you hit the right pathway to learning who the fuck you are. There's going to be a time in your life. I don't know when that time is, because I'm not you. There's going to be a time in your life where you no longer relate to anybody, and you're going to feel alone. And that's when you know you're somewhere. When you stop relating to other guys, meaning, well, you know, other guys do it. No, what I'm saying is that when you begin to feel that you don't belong is when you belong to yourself. See, right now for a lot of you guys, you want to belong to something. You want to belong to a group. You want to belong to a thought process and all that silly shit. But as I told you earlier, you got here all by yourself. You don't need to belong to fucking anything. You need to belong to yourself. But the only way you're going to get that is start to recognize that people just don't understand me. I'm not here to be understood. I don't care about anybody else but myself. So that's number one. But as I told you before, the outside world will get you to think that the world is dangerous. And what do I mean by the world is dangerous? Well, a woman could take your money from you and put you in family court, or she could take your money, or women could do this and women could do that, and single mothers could do this. Guys, listen. The world is not necessarily a dangerous place. Yeah, there are parts of the world that are dangerous. Yes, there are. But women can never be dangerous to a man. What can a woman do to a man that he doesn't allow her to do? A woman can never be dangerous. Well, matter of fact, look, I'll never, and I, for all my guys in Australia, listen, man, I love y'all. All my Aussie dudes out there, I love y'all. But I will never, my problem is all my Australia guys, I watch too much Discovery Channel. I'm never going to Australia. Fuck that. It's death. I'm never going there. I don't know how you survive. If I want to go swimming, you got the box jellyfish. But if I get past the box jellyfish, you got some snails that will, if they hit you with they'll kill you. And if I get past those motherfuckers, you got the fish in the water that have like needles. And if I get past them motherfuckers, you got the great whites. Hey, look, hey, check game. If I'm on land, the spiders, the snake man, I'm good, Australia. I ain't fucking with Australia. Australia is dangerous to me. Now, I'm proud you guys live that way, but I'm good when it comes to Australia. But a woman would never be dangerous to me. Y'all see what I'm saying? I wouldn't. Australia is really, nah, man. I would never do that. But I'm just saying, that's all I'm saying. I hope y'all can see that. Let me see. Next great question. Let's see what you got here. She reached out and texted me today. She said, I hope you're okay. And have everything you need for the hurricane. I was kind of thank you. I think we should have called her. Brother, you missed it. You missed it, man. When a woman reaches out to you like that, she's saying, can we fuck? Or can I suck your dick? Or let's get together. And if you don't understand that, if she's saying, I hope you're okay, have everything you need for the hurricane. No, I don't have everything for the hurricane. It's, I don't know, whatever time she called you, when are you coming over? Then I will have everything I need for the hurricane. See how that works? You missed the layup. She reached out to you. When you said thank you for thinking of me, you ain't supposed to. You're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to use, you know what? I've got my water, I've got food, but I don't have any female entertainment. Why don't you come on over and you and I get through this hurricane together? You guys, remember every conversation that you have to a woman should always lead to showing her why she should fuck you. Most guys reply to this, and this is why y'all lose, because you don't even see the opportunity in the question. You don't even see the opportunity in the question. And women will reach out to you when they're thinking about you, but they're not just going to come out and say, let's fuck. They'll come out and try to tell you, I want to fuck you, but you got to read between the lines, man. Yeah, dog. Oh yeah, I know the octopus. I know. Hey, man, come on, man. Nah, man. Man, I love my Aussie guys, but y'all good, dog. I ain't doing that, man. What I meant to say is, what do you use to make music? Okay, I told you already. I told you what I use to make music. Well, I guessed it, but I'm glad you clarified. Man, let me tell you about this person, right? Let me tell you about my dog right here. Let me tell you about my dog right here. But you know what? Before I tell you about my dog, let me tell you about this.
This is Robert Frank, and you're listening to the manmindset.com dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to the manmindset.com dating help for men
with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board. Long dick style.
Steve, the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, sleep with your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
All right, yeah. So let me tell you about Pac. Guys, hey, this is like fam. This is my dog here. I love good men that teach game and stand on their square. Guys, please go over there and check out this guy. This guy's amazing. That's my dog right there. Pocket Rice, man, you my dog, man. Respect to you, man. Yeah, I appreciate you stopping by, man. You my dog, man. Respect to you, man. That's my dog. Pocket Watch. JT in this motherfucker. Love you, JT. Thank you, dog. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Now, bring back what we're saying, guys. Listen, all my guys, all my dogs, listen. Always remember the only way to change the behavior is you got to change the thought. The only way you're going to change the thought is by doing the thing you want to do and realize it is going to come at a cost or something like that. Yeah, JT is the truth. He the motherfucking truth, DC. He that motherfucker. And I'm glad to call that motherfucker friend. That's one of my dogs I ride. You know I don't ride with too many, but I ride with JT. That's my dog right there. But gentlemen, we've got to get you guys out here to begin to process information a different way than letting the outside world process it for you. The only way you can break the curse and break the mask is by learning who you are for you. Guys, I always tell you, selfishly selfish. Think about you. Guys, I y'all don't know. You know why I love Christmas so much? Because every year I get to see my hero, Ebenezer Scrooge. And I've always loved Scrooge. I always loved the beginning of it. Because Ebenezer Scrooge is how you guys should be living your life, where you demand respect from everybody. You got to demand respect for everybody. And you can't demand respect. Let me show you it one more time. You can't demand respect when you see something like this. You're like, oh, my God, she's so beautiful. I'm just going to stare at her. Guys, let me tell you something. You could get this one. You could get this one faster than any of y'all. Y'all guys think you can't get this one. You can get this one faster than any woman out there because of her insecurities. See, remember I always tell you guys to think about women or even profiles. So many of you guys out there look at women like this and think you're not good enough. And when she realizes you think that you're not good enough, she is going to then drive the behavior because she's already knowing the thought. About what I'm saying? When you look outside yourself and you see a beautiful woman and you like, oh, my gosh, she's so beautiful. I want to smash. Oh, I want to talk to her. I do talk to her. I'll take her out to dinner and I'll kiss her ass. Yeah. Listen, what I'm saying is this. You said she's insecure. Yeah, she's very insecure. Listen, every gentleman, I don't think they've ever told you this. Every fucking woman in the world is insecure. Or not even, most of them. I don't say all, okay, generalize. Most of them are insecure. But why are they insecure? If you don't believe me, tomorrow morning, turn your fucking TV on and watch how many makeup, eyeliner, olive olay, skin shit to heal skin, wrinkle creams, and all that stuff. Why is it there? Because the marketers know that the women hate themselves. Why do you think if you go to the mall, why do you think when you walk into Macy's or Dillard's and you walk into the main part of that motherfucker, what do you see? Purse, shoes, makeup, dresses. Think about what I'm saying. Purse, shoes, shoes are going to be over there. purse is over there. The makeup and perfume is right smack in the middle, and right behind that are the dresses. Why do you think that? You go to Walmart. Why do you think they have all the women's shit and I have all the men's shit in the back? Because they know that these are the things that's going to take away the insecure woman. Okay? With my situation, is it a complete loss? Right, hey, wait, RV, you're right. Hold on a second. No. I'd message right now and say, you know what? I was thinking about the hurricane and I did my inventory and I'm missing one thing. That's you coming over. I send that shit right now. That's game off the top of the head, brother. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, man. I'm saying. It's, guys, y'all don't understand. I will always say to all you young men out there that, and I don't mean this in the real sense. You can be the dress, the purse, the shoes, and the makeup. Because those are the things that take away her insecurities. When you can make her feel secure. All right? I'm on, guys. I got y'all. I'm trying to show y'all how easy the game is. When you meet a woman, guys, okay? When you meet a woman, and you either go to your lab, okay? You got two drug labs. You got in your mind. You got a lab where they are cooking up synthetic game, and then you got your motherfucking field in your little jungle area where you can give her the crack rock drug of you. Now y'all don't understand. I know this is deep, but guys, y'all got to figure out how y'all gonna mix this shit up. Y'all got to figure out how am I going to – wait, where is it at? Let me see if I can grab a – I don't know if I still have that clip. Let me see if I still have the clip. Let me check and see if I got the clip. Let me see here. Let me check if I still have the clip. If I have the clip, I'm going to send it to you. Where the fuck is that clip at? Let me see if I got the clip. Oh, Steven, come on, find the clip. Hold on, let me see if I can find the clip. Well, guys, let me show you how it should look, guys. I don't have it right. Let me see if I can find it right here. Hold on a second. Because I'm going to show y'all something. If I can't find a clip, I'm still going to show y'all. I can't find a clip, but let me explain something to y'all, mom. Let me explain something to my dogs out there. Always remember, gentlemen, and I have it right here, is when you talk to a woman, always remember. Always remember, you talk to a woman, you either can go straight, right, or left. Always remember, if you sway to the right, you end up in a friend zone, a brother, or a bank, or a bitch. I'm sorry. And if you swing a little to the left, you'll be the creepy loser guy. So what you got to do is go straight down the middle. Because when you go straight down the motherfucking middle, what happens is that you will trigger. One, two would be she's excited to talk to you. Three, she's thinking about you. Four, she begins to fantasize about you. Five, it starts to reinforce the fantasy. Six, begins to miss you. Seven, she can't wait to see you because she misses you. Eight, she's thinking about having sex with you. And nine, you fucking smashing. When you go straight at her, it's not when you beat around the bush. It's when you go straight at her, gentlemen. Always remember, guys, the most important thing here is always remember when you have the attitude that she's got to climb and do the work to get to your name, your time, and your dick, you change the game up. And that's what this show is all about. I'm sorry, guys. Let me take that shit off. It's about you changing the game up for yourself. That's what I'm trying to get all you guys to see. You can win. Each and every one of you can win in this game, but you have got to realize your value and your worth. Some of you don't see it right now because some of you can't see how important you should be to yourself. And when you are important to yourself, the woman's going to realize how important you are because you're not playing by the rules that she has set for you. You always want to make sure. What the fuck is this one? What is this?
Being true.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. That was something else. I thought, well, like, what the fuck is that? Why is that on my thing? All right. So what I'm saying is let me see. See, remember I showed you guys this, okay? Where am I showing y'all? Let's get to this shit. I remember I showed you guys, right? The world is yours, right? I'm showing you guys how to create your world and all that other shit, right? But when you have no sense of self, okay, she's going to ignore you. She's not going to pay attention to you. I showed you all that stuff. And then when she realizes you don't have any game, guess what? What your game's going to be? You're going to be the motherfucker moving her, building, packing up her. She ain't even suck your dick, jerk you off, kiss you. She hasn't done anything, but, oh, no, you're going to reward her by helping her move her shit. Or you're going to put up her wall or fucking photos and her pictures. Or you're going to be the guy sitting around hearing her talk about that asshole and that jerk. Or you're going to be that motherfucking guy hanging out with the food and shit. Like y'all on Seinfeld, How I Met Your Mother, Martin, Living Single, and all those other goofy ass shows that teach you how to hang out with the motherfucking food. And then when you try to put your bid in, you try to make a move on or whatever, she'll be like, oh, no, we're just friends. What are you talking about? Why would you do that? I'm not that kind of girl. I just care about you. Man, we don't want that. My dogs ain't, we ain't doing that. Okay? We ain't doing that. No, Flash is chilling. Oh, my dog, they just chilling, brother. I don't know. Cupcake Larry, they just chilling, dog. We keep them pushing. Let me see any other questions here. Okay, yeah, I got questions. Go ahead and ask, guys. Just put a Q in there. But, gentlemen, at the end of the day, that I hope that y'all can see, and I will show you one time, I will show you again, at the end of the day, what you must realize, the more you look outside of yourself to try to control a behavior that you cannot control because it's not the behavior that you've got to change. You've got to change your thoughts, your mindset. Until you do that, you are going to be a slave to the outside world that triggers your behavior, that forces you to think that you're not good enough for women. You're not good enough for the world. And when you do that, that's when you begin to lose. And that's why we got to keep pushing to show you guys that most of you don't understand you have value, you have worth. And I know I don't want you to think I'm saying this to make you feel good, because it's not about me making you feel good. But my job is to make sure that you're not building yourself to, you're not trying to first figure out how to be somebody else, or you're not trying to be somebody somebody's told you to be. Listen. If a guy has a problem with a woman, that's his business. It has nothing to do with you. Never judge a woman off of another man. I always say, I'm going to never say a woman ain't shit. Now, she ain't shit to me, but what I'm saying is I would never say that about a woman. I'm saying that how I feel about myself, because I'm the shit. You know what I mean? You see what I'm saying? That's what I want y'all to see. You're the shit. You're the shit. She ain't, if you are. But you've got to find something to penetrate through the behavior that gets here. The only way you can get here is by working here. Inside out. And the only way you'll be able to do that, work inside out, is by setting the tone. Remember, the game is not about women. It will never be about women. It's what I want to do for myself. It's what I want to do for myself. You know what? I'm out of cereal. I want to get something to eat. I want something at Starbucks. I want to go to the mall and check out some shoes or a new video game or whatever the fuck. And I know wherever it is I go, I'm already prepared to talk to any woman, anywhere, anytime. But if you're online, I keep telling you, I'm going to show y'all some game real quick. Real quick. I'm going to show you guys right now how easy it is to get women online. Y'all don't even, man, it's just too, I've told y'all before, but I want to show those that are new again how to get women online. Here we go. How to get women online. All right. Right. Get your notebooks out. Well, hold on. Time out. I want y'all to flip the paper. I'll take a few seconds. Everybody get your notebooks out. I'm going to show y'all how easy it is to know women. And, guys, you could take this. Guys, what I want you to do, wait, real quick, before we even start, I want you to take a photo. Real quick, guys, take a photo. Take a photo and crop it. All I want you guys to do, take a photo of that right now with your phones or print screen that or go back to the 3 hour and 7 second mark. That's number one. And then what I want you to do is mark that right there. Right there. 3 hours, 7 second mark. This is all you need. This and that. This debate. This and that, okay? That's all I want you to have, okay? That's number one. Please right now. I got you guys. I'm going to show y'all some quick game real quick. Let me get that joint. Let me get, wrong thing. Oh, man, wait, what the fuck? Oh, that's the wrong thing. Hold on, let me get that joint. Let me get that joint. All right, so, gentlemen, please follow your boy, okay? Please follow your boy. I want y'all to write this down. And y'all can start this today. This is how easy it is. Where's the shit at? I'm going to show y'all how to pull women online, man. Y'all guys, this shit is so easy. All right. I'm about to wrap that up. Let me wrap this up. Okay, real quick, guys. Let me show you real quick. Step number one, figure out what kind of woman do you want. You want Asian, white, black, interracial. Figure out what you want. Figure out what bracket, single in 20, single in 30, single in 40. Do you want BBWs with a... Whatever you want. No judgments here. I don't give a fuck what you want. Just write this down. Whatever you want. You got write it down what I want. Okay? Write down what I want. Hold on, man. God damn it. Let me tell my boys. Right? My boys hit me up. Hold on a second. Let me tell my dogs real quick. So, hey, guys, step one, write down everything. Hold on. Let me tell my dog real quick. Write down everything. Hold on a second. Tell him one sec. Okay, write it down because we're gonna wrap it up with this, all right? Okay, so what I'm saying is this. What I want you guys to do is figure out what kind of woman you want. Figure out what kind of woman you want, all right? Second step is go to Facebook, type in the thing, what it is you're looking for in the group. Is it interracial, black men for black women, black men for white women, white for white, Spanish for Spanish, white for Spanish, black for Spanish, Chinese. Facebook has nothing but googas of groups that are full of women. All right, I'm showing you the steps of how easy it is online. Okay, because all you're doing is about to promote and market yourself, okay? Yeah, I'm about to play this, man. Right. I'm going to show you how to promote and market yourself, okay? Please follow me on this, okay? Now, the third step that's very important is that if you have any red pill content in your photos, go to your photos and delete any red pill content. If you're talking shit about women, single mothers, or any red pill content, delete it. Get all that shit off your page. because women are going to go back and do that. So I just want to make sure I'm giving you all the steps. The next step I want you guys to do is once you get invited to the room, first thing I want you to do is introduce yourself to the women. Hello, ladies. My name is, and I just want to let you know that I'm here. Or how you doing, ladies? My name is. I just want to say thank you for the ad. Why don't you do that? Hello, lady. Hey, ladies. Shout out to all the ladies in here. This is my name. And I just want to say thank you for allowing me in here. That's step number one. Now, at this point, this is when you can get, now it depends. Now, some groups will have things where you can't post certain things. You got to read the rules and stuff like that. Now, this is where the muffins and the other thing comes in at. Ladies, what would you think if you came over to my place and we were on a date and I took a roll of this, the Grand Muffins, and made that dessert? What would you think? Now, listen. You could do that or you can grab something interesting online. But listen, when you grab an article or something from Facebook and you post in the group, make sure that you're not posting the post. You're going to post to sell you and give your thoughts on whatever it is you're posting to draw the women in. Okay, guys, the key is to draw them in. Okay. And again, I always want to give you all examples because I don't want y'all to see this, but this is, hold on. What did he say? You lost me. Hold on. Where did I lose you? Tell me, hey G, where did I lose you at? Let me know where I lost you. Where did I lose you at? And where you say, hey Young, this is how I feel about myself, bro. this is how I feel about myself, dog. I believe in me. So what I'm saying real quick, you gotta explain it. I don't know where you're at. Just let me know and I'll finish up. But listen. I'm going to give you examples because I'm going to show you that, like I said, I did it to show you how easy it is. And here are my examples. And these are key things you want to look at, okay? Now listen. Now, when I posted a video, I just put game 101, and it was a woman taking a string, putting it in her mouth, tying it up into a knot, right? 629 emojis and 66 comments. Out of 629, at least something like about 450, 500 women. And then out of 66 comments, there were at least about 50 women that commented, okay? That right there is what you want. Because when you click on the emojis, you get to see the women that posted the emoji. And the woman that posted the emoji, you should be able to click. Because remember, when somebody comments and somebody puts an emoji on a statement that you're making, it is at that moment that they're thinking about you. And not only that, you're going to get updates from Facebook saying that somebody liked what you said, somebody made an emoji, or somebody put a heart on what you said, or somebody made a comment on what you said. But it is at that moment that you don't talk to them on the front end. You send them a message on the back end. How you doing? I noticed that you either, put an emoji, or I noticed you made a comment on what I was saying. You know, allow me to introduce myself to you, but, then start to talk to her about whatever the comment she said, or talk to her about the emoji that she said. But it is at this point where it's not. Now, this is where guys fuck up. They just talk to talk. No, fuck. Remember, I'm trying to talk to lead somewhere. You know what? After you get done the first step, it's when you say, I checked your profile out to see if you weren't a stalker or something. I just checked your profile out and see that, I've noticed some interesting things about you. That's going to generate the conversation. You know what? You're the kind of woman that I could really get to know in a more intimate way. And gentlemen, you're going to have options because look at the options I have on this one. I just said the word damn, 486 and 65. This one was, I forgot what I put. It's 3 years. I forgot what it was saying, but this one, 309 people, 337 comments. This one I put in another group, got me 553 emojis, with the, most of them are like for women, 285 comments. This is a layup. This one got me 1,000, 1,036 comments. So what I'm saying to you guys, hold on, let me see if G answered your question. Okay, so what I'm saying to you guys out here, okay, is that what's important is that when you post something and say something with your thought and how you feel, when you post it, the women are going to gravitate towards it. They're going to either put an emoji or a comment. And when they put an emoji or a comment, this is the time and this is the moment that if she looks attractive to you, this is someone that you can mess with, do a little bit of research. Just go on her page, kind of grace over it, not stalk it, but look at it. Because you're going to, what you're saying is that I noticed you, but after checking out, you know, your page and everything, this is what I noticed. And after I noticed this, you know, not only did your eyes or your smile, remember, shoulders up, you know, it got my curiosity. But after checking you out, I said, there's some things about you that said, you know, to me that this is somebody I would love to get to know in a more intimate way. And that starts it up. Now, again, but please understand that if you do all this, you got to be able to back that shit up. You never ask what she does for a living, where she's at and whatever. No, no, no. Remember, it is at this point where you begin to attack land, sea, air. You can't go space yet, which is live. But land texting, see voicemail, and V video. Don't do the video just yet, but just talk to her. But what's going to happen is,